smooth, real. It's all here.
Then you go to Randy.
How about a nice $1,000 just for listening? Oh, yeah. Your chance to win a grand. Four times a day is Race AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. While a Baghdad court was hearing testimony about alleged torture under Saddam Hussein, insurgents were carrying out a deadly suicide bombing in another part of the city. CBS's Kimberly Dozier tells us the target was a police academy. Both bombers were women, and they killed at least 27 people.
It's not clear how the two women got into the police academy and smuggled suicide vests in there. They walked into a classroom full of Iraqi students trying to become policemen and blew themselves up. The U.S. military says there were no American forces there at the time, so the damage, the injuries, the deaths were all among the Iraqis.
Back at the trial, a woman whose face was shielded from view and her voice disguised to protect her identity told the court what happened to her and others after a failed attempt on Saddam's life in the town of Dujail in 1982.
They used to take people out before everyone and tell them to run, order them to run, and whoever doesn't run is whipped.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick picks up the story.
At one point, after all of these people were held at Abu Ghraib prison, they were moved to a place in the desert where she said she lived for 4 years from the ages of 16 to 20. She said they had little food there, no medicine. The children at one point were collecting garbage looking for food.
An Iranian military plane has gone down in a suburb of Tehran, killing at least 119 people, including 25 residents of one apartment building. Reporter Angus McDowell describes the scene.
Apartment buildings, office blocks in the southern part of the city, they tend to be very closely packed together. It makes it very difficult for rescue workers to access the scene of the disaster.
The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments this morning in a case about military recruiting and gay rights. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that.
Here at American University, law student Tom Burrell thinks the military should not be barred from campus career placement facilities.
It's hostile to other students that support the military.
31 law schools that oppose the Pentagon's policy on gays and lesbians want the Supreme Court to allow them to deny military recruiters equal access on campus. Congress threatens to strip federal funding. Georgetown Law Professor Hai Feldblum, a leader of the protest movement.
They're forcing us to treat military recruiters better than we treat other employers who discriminate.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The New Orleans Saints will play at least some home games in New Orleans next year. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue.
Our goal is to play some games in the Superdome in 06. I don't think that it's realistic to think that we'll be able to play so many games in the Superdome that it would eliminate the need to play games in other venues, including outside the state.
The Saints will play home games in Baton Rouge and San Antonio until the hurricane-damaged Superdome is patched up. His spokesman says Congressman Tom DeLay is encouraged by a judge's decision dismissing one conspiracy count against him. DeLay still faces trial on money laundering charges. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
You probably know the CC radio is the best AM radio, but you can make any radio into a great radio with an AM antenna. This is Bob from C. Crane, the radio company. We make a powerful, versatile AM antenna that gives you great radio reception. It's called the Twin Coil Ferrite AM antenna, and it works with any radio. The patented twin coil design doubles your AM reception, and the ultra-precise tuning can help eliminate static and radio noise. Yes, you can finally have great AM, but you have to contact us.
Give us a call or visit us at ccradio.com for more information, or to order your own twin coil ferrite AM antenna for just $99.95, and that includes free ground shipping. Call the C. Crane Company at 800-522-8863 for the twin coil ferrite AM antenna, or for a free C. Crane catalog. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com.
News this AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Oh, we're off to a good start this morning, but it is cold. You wanted to give yourself plenty of time to warm up the car, try to get yourself bundled up, and we're dealing with some high winds again today. But so far, looking pretty good. I-25 coming out of the north end of town into downtown. I-70, 225, and C-470 checking clear. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93, all still pretty quiet. Turnpike's trouble-free to start off the drive. And on to the forecast. It's 20 degrees right now, and it's going to get colder throughout the day. Afternoon highs only in the teens. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Get life easier.
As the holidays come around once again, we already know who's naughty.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information.
And who's nice.
Well, let's see. We start with Morning's Edition, and then follow Jay, and then you go to Al, and then you go to Ed, and then you go to Randy.
Various times I've listened to various people, and I love them all.
Oh, yeah. Beth Schultz and Al Franken and Randy Rose.
I love Jay Marvin.
I think it's wonderful.
You know, I love them all. I always have the radio on.
Have a nice holiday season. From AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by something I promise you will rub you and those on your gift list the right way. The Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation. And by the Braun Activator, the world's best self-cleaning shaver, guaranteed. I'm Charles Osgood. The speaker at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies was Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. He has been under fire from congressional Democrats calling for his ouster. Senator John Kerry, for one, is saying Rumsfeld's mistakes are putting American troops in greater danger and that he refuses to tell the truth about what's happening in Iraq. Some of what Rumsfeld had to say about truth and Iraq after this for Home Medics. Here's something that Gene and I are using that both of us think is terrific and would make a fantastic yet affordable holiday gift. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion. You put it across any chair and it will deliver a relaxing, deep-kneading, stress-melting, invigorating massage. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Cushion is truly state-of-the-art. In fact, it's so good that Consumer's Digest has given the SBM 200 a Best Buy Award. Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, this year's perfect holiday gift. Available at stores everywhere. Visit homemedics.com today. And speaking of great gift ideas, the Braun Activator Shaving System delivers the ultimate in shaving and cleaning performance. Its revolutionary smart foil technology captures hair going in any direction. The contour-hugging head automatically adjusts every facial contour for maximum closeness and comfort. And Braun's Activator also comes with the most advanced clean and renew system, which keeps it feeling like a new shaver every day. Braun Activator, simply the world's best self-cleaning shaver, guaranteed. For more information, visit Braun.com. It is often said and widely believed in the world that America went to war in Iraq because of oil, and that oil is the only reason we're still there. Not true, says Donald Rumsfeld.
We didn't go in there for oil. We're not going to stay there for oil.
Rumsfeld questioned several recent reports, including allegations by two former Iraqi detainees who said they had been thrust into a cage of lions and then pulled back as an interrogation technique.
We've arrived at a strange time in this country where the worst about America and our military seems to so quickly be taken as truth by the press and reported and spread around the world, often with little context and little scrutiny, let alone correction or accountability after the fact.
Pressure to get out of Iraq has grown as our casualties there have mounted, and so have insurgent terrorist attacks.
To be responsible, it seems to me one needs to stop defining success in Iraq as the absence of terrorist attacks. As Senator Joe Lieberman recently suggested, a better measure of success might be that a vast majority of Iraqis, tens of millions, are on the side of the democratic government, while a comparatively small number are opposed.
There's an election in Iraq next Thursday. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This December on Sci-Fi Channel, a mystery will be revealed.
How much do you know about the Bermuda Triangle?
A power unleashed.
Did you see that?
We are in a war with the forces of nature herself.
You really need to listen to us.
This could be the answer to everything we've been experiencing, all of it.
You're about to end everything.
We got to stop this.
From the filmmakers of Independence Day and X-Men, Bryan Singer and Dean Devlin's The Triangle, a Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event, continues tonight at 9, 8 Central.
The Osgood File, December 6th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after. Six periods of snow, mainly afternoon today, and the high today, only about 19. Wind chill values vary between 1 and 9 below. And it's going to be a little windy today, but nothing like it was yesterday. Man, oh man. I thought it was going to blow the windows off the house, plus I thought it was going to blow the windows out here. It was really windy. Hey, did you hear Rumsfeld yesterday attacking the media? And one of the people that Rumsfeld brought up yesterday was none other than Joseph Lieberman. Well, check this out from the New York Times. Former Governor Lowell Weicker on Monday criticized Senator Joseph Lieberman's continued support of the war in Iraq and said that if no candidate challenges the senator on the issue in 2006, he would consider running. When you've become the president's best friend on the war in Iraq, you should not be in office, especially if you're in the opposing party, Mr. Weicker, 74, said in a phone interview from his home in Essex, Connecticut. I'm going to do everything I can to see that Joe Lieberman does not get a free pass. He said that Mr. Lieberman, a Democrat, currently had no challengers, either from within his own party or from Republicans, in his campaign for a fourth term. Mr. Weicker said he believed that no Republican would challenge Mr. Lieberman on the war. If he's out there scot-free and nobody will do it, I'd have to give a serious thought about doing it myself, and I don't want to do it, added Mr. Weicker, an independent who said that he had been opposed to the war from the beginning. In 1988, Mr. Lieberman, a Democrat who was then Connecticut's Attorney General, narrowly defeated Mr. Weicker, then a Republican United States Senator, in Mr. Weicker's bid for re-election. 2 years later, Mr. Weicker ran for governor as an independent and won. He served a one term before retiring in 1995, but his stature as a maverick political voice in the state has endured. In 1999, Reform Party supporters encouraged Mr. Weicker to run for president in 2000, but after flirting with the idea, he ultimately declined. How about that? Lieberman may get a challenger, and you know what? He deserves to get a challenger, and he really ought to go to the Republican Party. Now, there's rumors going around, and I mentioned it on this show before, there's rumors going around that he may be appointed Secretary of Defense if Rumsfeld gets dumped, and there's growing calls for Rumsfeld to get dumped. And I second that motion, don't you? And there's so much to talk about this morning. Coming up at 6:20, Roger Hickey, co-director of the Campaign for America's Future and founding board member of Americans United to Protect Social Security, and we'll talk about why it is that nobody in this country wants to buy into Bush's ownership idea, which is his code words for privatization, which is another code words for transfer of enormous sums of money into private accounts, into private enterprise, and into the GOP's, money folks. And coming up after 9 o'clock this morning, we'll have Paul Waldman here for Media Matters for America. It's my favorite segment on the show. And we'll talk about Ann Coulter, who I believe has a serious mental flaw, Rush Limbaugh, and others, and some of the misstatements they have made on the right wing that just, you know, they don't match up to facts. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said yesterday that news media organizations were focusing too much on casualties and mistakes by the military in Iraq and were failing to provide a full picture of the progress towards stabilizing the country. We've arrived at a strange time in this country where the worst about America and our military seems so quickly to be taken as truth by the press and reportedly spread around the world, often with little context and little scrutiny, let alone correction of accountability after the fact, he said at a speech at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. His criticism of the press, a theme to which Mr. Rumsfeld returns frequently in public and in private statements, came only a few days after the Pentagon acknowledged that it had paid Iraqi newspapers to publish news articles that presented positive views of developments in Iraq. This disclosure has been pounded in the media, Mr. Rumsfeld said. We don't know what the facts are yet. You know, the question is, do you think Rummy's attacks on the media is going to work? I mean, I think a better question to ask Rumsfeld would be, why was there poor planning going into Iraq? Why did you miss the target? Why did you ignore the people around you who said it would take more military forces than we were willing to provide, guys like General Shinseki, who were fired for making those comments? And here's Rummy out on the stump, part of the administration's effort to fight back, and he's out there blaming the media. And I just wonder if these attacks will work. I wonder if the American public will buy what Rummy is selling. Or will they turn around and say, no, you know, we don't believe you. There's a Time poll out this week which indicates that after Bush's speech at Annapolis, he lost a couple of points. So he's down even further. And will Rummy going out and making these kind of attacks on the media, and, you know, Vice President Cheney, the Darth Vader of American politics, the darkest soul in the administration, he's gone out and done the same thing. You know what? They're either attacking the press or they're attacking us.
Those of us who oppose the war, those of us who don't like what's going on, those of us who are sick of the body bag counts, those of us who think the policy is misguided, those of us who think the administration is screwed up, they're out attacking us. They're attacking our patriotism. They're attacking our right of dissent. That's, you know, that's the only thing they have in their playbook to go after us about. And they can stand up there all they want. And they can go after us. Because you know what? We refuse. We refuse to go along blindly with them on this subject. And I got a fetish about Iraq. And I got an email from a guy yesterday who said, please don't stop talking about it, and I don't intend to. Oh, also in the corrections department, I don't know how many people are. I don't know how many of you are out there. Also, the religious right has got themselves a new battle. And actually, this battle's been going on for quite a while. And that's the idea that secularists are out to destroy Christmas. And nobody's ginned this up more than Bill O'Reilly and John Gibson over at Fox. And the radical right is using the running ads and supporting Judge Alito, using this exact same thing, that Alito's going to save Christmas. And we'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 617, 17 minutes after 6. Thanks for joining me so early in the morning. Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it really is. I mean, they're really good people. And as I've said many times before, if I lied to you about this, it would come back on me. Plus, on top of that, Rockies want you to come back. And not only that, they want you to send your friends, as Mary and I have done. Rockies Autos, every car equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and every automobile emissions checked, ready to roll, in great shape, in fantastic shape, as a matter of fact. And it's just the best place to get a good deal. Oh, and can I brag a little bit? If you drive by Federal and look up at the Rockies sign, they've got a sign right there, one of those, and I don't want to use the word neon because they're not neon, one of those electric signs, is that the right thing to say, one of those electric signs? My picture comes up there every couple of minutes, and it's a plug for this radio show. They're very, very strong supporters of AM 760. So get out there and see them. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or check them out in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
That's what I'd like, is some bacon and eggs or some pancakes. Not good for you, Jay. Periods of snow, mainly in the afternoon, high today near 20, and it's in the 20s out there now, so if you're going out to bundle up. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's go to the phones, talk to Roger Hickey, co-director of the Campaign for America's Future and founding board member of Americans United to Protect Social Security. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. You know, there was a long article, I believe it was in last month's Washington Monthly, about how people in this country are just not buying in to George W. Bush's, and I hate to use this term because it's a sell term that he and the GOP uses, the so-called, quote-unquote, ownership society. They're just not buying into it.
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, the flagship proposal of his own so-called ownership society was his plan to privatize Social Security. First of all, he hyped the idea that there's a crisis in Social Security, which there's a crisis there. There's a mega crisis in the federal budget that he's caused. But secondly, people took a look at this idea. They saw that it meant more insecurity, not less, for them at a time when they're losing their corporate pensions and they're losing their health care plans all across the board in working America. And they've just decided, the federal government needs to be more helpful to families in planning their economic stability and certainly in their retirement years. So the whole time that Bush was selling his privatization plan, the popularity of the idea declined and declined and declined.
Well, what he was really talking about here when he's talking about an ownership society is a transfer of public monies into private to corporate situations a la banking. Which would benefit the banking industry tremendously to get their hands on all that money, but what would it do for the private individual? Not much of anything.
Well, yeah, of course. If you transferred a whole bunch of money that we're now paying into Social Security and you put that into private stock market accounts, the brokers and the bankers would love it for a while. But for most of the people, it would mean more risk. It would mean, actually, fewer guaranteed benefits when you got to be retirement age because, you know, he says there's a big crisis in Social Security, but creating these private accounts would make that problem worse. And what it means is, buddy, you're on your own more than ever. The American people are all of us are struggling on our own to make it and to improve our family's chances. But we need some backup. We need some, I think there's going to be a huge demand for a national health insurance plan. More government responsibility for us all. Certainly people are not buying this idea that Social Security ought to be a matter of your own individual luck in the marketplace.
Well, 2 points to that. One of them is, how can you run government if you hate it? If you dislike it fundamentally. And number two, with all of the scandals that have broken out of Wall Street, why would he expect that any of us would want to take our chances in a system that in a lot of ways is just not trustworthy?
Yep. All of us are in 401ks or IRAs. Fewer and fewer of us have pensions that are real pensions from our employers. So when the stock market crashed after Enron, after 9/11, all of us lost billions and billions of dollars of savings that we had planned on using. So that's the way the stock market works. It goes up and it goes down, and it's a very unstable situation. So the whole idea of Social Security was that we pool our money, and those who live longer do a little better. It's slightly more progressive for low-income folks, but everybody gets assurance that in their old age they're not going to be destitute. That's a real advance that we made 30 years ago, and people don't want to go back on that. They want to make things a little more secure. So the American people just had a chance to vote in the public opinion polls. The result of people's very bad reaction to privatization is the president is not pushing it this year, and they're going to try to pretend that they never talked about it in the upcoming elections.
6:26, 26 minutes after 6, Roger Hickey, co-founder of the Campaign for America's Future and the founding board member of the Americans United to Protect Social Security. He kind of got into it a little bit yesterday during his speech. He kind of got into that whole private ownership business a little bit yesterday. And also, when he was talking about pensions, isn't the Pension Guarantee Corporation, I think that's what it's called, isn't that thing strained to the max?
Yes, and that's because they set the rules so that a lot of corporations could pretend that they had more money in their retirement funds than they actually did. They allowed companies to project their stock market investments much more optimistically than they should have been. And as a result, in any kind of economic trouble that these companies get into, what you see is them going to the federal insurance people, the pension guarantee people, and saying, we give up. United Airlines, other big companies are saying, all right, take over my pension responsibilities. It's a matter of George Bush and his friends being too cozy with the people that they're supposed to be regulating on pensions. And, another reason why we need Social Security, another reason why we need tough government enforcement of these company pensions.
All right, so for all intents and purposes, I mean, all the way down the line here, nobody in the GOP, including the president, including Bush, is going to get out on the key to the campaign trail or in the next a couple of months or the foreseeable future and try to push this stupid idea of an ownership society, as they call it, which is, code word stuff for privatization. But nobody's going to get out there and nobody's going to push this.
That's right. I mean, their pollsters are telling them this is a very unpopular idea. And the Republican campaigners have an amazing ability to get out there and say, hey, privatizing Social Security, we never, ever talked about that. We would never cut anybody's benefits. So one of the requirements of democracy here is that those of us who know what they're up to have got to get out there and remind voters that this was the president's number one priority this year. Most Republicans and some Democrats, but mostly Republicans, embraced this idea in the Congress this year. And we ought to make this a referendum on whether the American people want more insecurity, more privatization of their retirement. If we do that, I think we can put a stake through the heart of this idea of privatization. It won't come back after this election if we do it right. We might even get a better Congress. And so let's have a debate. Let's force the Republicans to really run on George Bush's number one priority. I think we can do that, and certainly our group and the Americans United to Protect Social Security are going to be doing that this election year.
Yeah, Bush has been hot on this idea since he first ran for Congress. Roger, thank you so much for your time this morning. And once again, repeat it really quick. There is no crisis in Social Security, right?
There's no crisis, and if George Bush would only stop cutting taxes for the wealthy, we'd be in a lot better shape.
All right, Roger, thanks. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you bet. There's Roger Hickey, co-director of the Campaign for America's Future and the founding and a founding board member of Americans United to Protect Social Security. This is another example of things that Bush gets out there and talks about where he distorts the facts. And people aren't buying it. The American public is just not buying it. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're off to a good start this morning, but it's cold out there, so you want to give yourself plenty of time, warm up the car and truck, get yourself bundled up. And we're dealing with some high winds. So far, actually doing all right on the highways. Southbound I-25, getting busier on the north end of town, now running heavy from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then things open up just a little bit for your ride into downtown. I-70, 225, and C-470 all starting to fill in, and around town, things stacking up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike a little sluggish now eastbound, right around Federal. Checking the forecast, we're at 20 degrees right now, and things are going to get colder throughout the day. Afternoon highs only in the teens. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We baked my mother for a Christmas tree. She called it a Hanukkah bush. P.S. The candles from the menorah set the flocking on fire.
Xbox 360?
An Xbox 360, yeah, right. Like he knows how to operate an Xbox 360. Oh, God. Mary and I are going out there for Christmas, too, so I bet, we better come up with something before we get out there. I don't know. It's awful hard. Speaking of Christmas, I haven't set foot into this topic. And I heard Ed Schultz talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and I know that it's out there, and it's swirling around. And it's swirling around mainly because the religious right is making it swirl around, and the reactionary right is making it swirl around. And we'll talk a little bit more about this after 9 o'clock with a facet of this. I don't want to say we'll talk more about it, but with a facet of this deal. We'll talk a little bit more about this or a facet of it. Jay, get it straight. Is it a facet or a little bit more? No, it's a facet. Of John Gibson, Bill O'Reilly, who's another guy who I really believe has got something wrong with him. And as I think I mentioned this yesterday, I mean, when he got on the NBC morning show with Matt Lauer and Katie Couric, and he made that stupid statement, outrageous statement, calling those of us who think that the war is the wrong thing to do, and is basically not working. He called us pinheads and appeasers of Hitler. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you make those kind of statements and sleep at night? If I make just an edgy statement here, I have trouble sleeping. I just don't have the stomach to do that. And I make mistakes. There's no question about it. I've talked about this before. And we all make mistakes. But to make overstatements like that, but you know what? There aren't even overstatements. They're just ridiculous statements about those of us who are Democrats and on the left. And these people on the right are really desperate. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops for everything. And they got this whole Christmas thing ginned up, that there's some kind of a secular attack going on against Christmas. And there's an article in 14A today of the Denver Post written by David Kirkpatrick, which came from the New York Times. It is the time of the year when bedtime stories and television specials often turn to tales about efforts of a plucky reindeer or the citizens of Whoville to save Christmas. This year, some conservative groups hope to add a new name to the pantheon of heroes, Judge Samuel Alito, the Supreme Court nominee. Liberal groups like People for the American Way, which I'm thinking about joining, and the ACLU, which I am a member of, Mary and I are members of, have opposed public Christmases and Hanukkah displays, and even fought to keep Christmas carols out of school, declares a radio commercial paid for by the Conservative Committee for Justice. The ad began running Monday in Colorado, Wisconsin, and West Virginia, states whose senators are considered pivotal to votes on Alito. Some courts and judges have supported this radical agenda, but not Judge Samuel Alito, it continues. Throughout his career, Judge Alito has consistently upheld the Constitution's protection of free religious expression. And Fidelis, a conservative Catholic group, plans to buy radio commercials with a similar theme. You know, what I want to ask you here at 303-713-7600 is, do you really feel that there's a secular attack on Christmas? And are these people trying to, I believe they are. They're trying to break down the wall between the separation of church and state. Is a public school a place to have Christmas carols and Hanukkah? You know, I think it's okay if it's in an educational setting. But if it becomes an endorsement of one religion over another, and if little kids are made to feel like they're outsiders because they don't celebrate Christmas, they celebrate Hanukkah, and I went through this as a kid, they celebrate Hanukkah, or they're into Kwanzaa, or they don't celebrate either, because there are some religions that just don't celebrate either, and I'm not only just talking about Islam, although I know a lot of Muslims who do celebrate Christmas, but you know, in an educational setting, this would be okay, but if they start to promote one religion over another, or make those kids who come from families that maybe not, they don't celebrate religion, I mean, they don't celebrate Christmas, they don't celebrate Hanukkah, make them feel bad. And you know what the hypocrisy here of this is? Most of these people who are stirring up this pot about Christmas, what's the number one theme that comes up during the holiday season? What's the number one thing to talk about? Not the fact that Christmas was originally about Christ. Not the fact that Hanukkah was about the burning of as I remember back to my childhood, of the candles which burned for 8 days in the temple, or the remnants of the destroyed temple. And I got to say that's hazy because I never paid much attention when I went to a synagogue on Saturday, and I fought with the rabbi most of the time. But that's not what emerges. Think about what emerges. Well, you know what emerges from Christmas? Shopping. We talked about it yesterday at this hour, about the economy being, people feeling that the economy is gloomy no matter what George W. Bush says, no matter how many speeches he holds, no matter how many staged events he puts on. No matter where he selectively decides to go, like he did yesterday, to an area that's doing relatively well, instead of giving the economy speech in some place that's not doing so well. But Christmas is the first thing that comes out. And holiday shopping is the first thing that is highlighted. Because most of these people who accuse, quote-unquote, the ACLU, People for the American Way, and other so-called, quote-unquote, liberal groups, most of these people are heavy believers in capitalism. And there's nothing wrong with being a believer in capitalism. You know, I favor kind of a mixed situation. Because to me, you got to have some safety nets in society. So I don't believe in, you know, Adam Smith's laissez-faire view of capitalism. But I think capitalism can and is a good thing. Just like everything else, if it's applied properly. But these people are out there, they're claiming that there's some kind of stirring up of this secular movement to destroy Christmas, when they themselves, you know, are marketing Christmas like some kind of, like it's a holiday. I mean, like it's a spending shopping deal, and they have nothing, they have virtually nothing to say about putting Christ in Christmas. And Diane Carman has an article this morning in the Denver Post, selling Jesus isn't the reason for the season. And I'll get into that a little bit more. But, I want to hear from you about this. And we have the whole debate about the Christmas tree thing at the Capitol. Well, you can't call it a holiday tree. Good Lord, you know, we would have to show respect for everybody. We have to call it a Christmas tree. And you know what? Not having respect for other people is like the easiest argument in the world to articulate. And this whole self-centered universal thing about me, 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 and it's what my culture is about, and it is so easy an argument. And think about it. It's a rough argument to say the opposite. To say, well, wait a minute, this is a country made up of many different cultures and many different people and many different religious beliefs, and let's try to achieve some middle ground so that not everybody gets hurt. And there is a wall between the separation of church and state. I don't even know, and it may be up there, and so you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even know if we have a national menorah on the White House lawn. I don't have any idea about that. 303-713-7600 if you're up this early in the morning you want to contribute into this and you want to tell me how you feel and whether you feel there's actually a secular attack on Christmas, I welcome your calls at 303-713-7600. 643, it's 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760.
What do you think you're doing?
We're here to celebrate Kwanzaa.
I thought we did that yesterday.
Everybody knows Kwanzaa's 7 days.
7 days?
Recently awarded top insider spot in the U.S. by Travelocity and is consistently named the Westward's Reader's Choice year after year. Mary and I were just there last Saturday. And as I said yesterday, no, I didn't make a pig out of myself, but I'll tell you, the food was absolutely great. And Bojo's is proud to announce something going on for the holidays I think you're going to like. It's called the Sampler. You and your family and friends can come in Monday through Wednesday to Bojo's and sample up to 6 of their legendary award-winning specialty pizzas. Sample one, sample them all. You're going to love them, and it's a great place to bring family, too, if they're in for the holidays. Bojo's has over 30 different specialty pizzas on their menu. Come in during the sampler and try a variety of Bojo's legendary pizzas. And you can get the sampler for only $7.99. That's right, only $7.99. This includes all the pizza, soup, and salad you can eat for only $7.99. Well, what about the kids? Well, don't forget the kids 3 and under eat free. And 4 to 10 years of age, it's only $2.99. And this offer's good through the holidays, so it's a great place to bring your family to have a little snack for each your Christmas dinner, or just to have some place to take them when they come in early, or take yourselves there and celebrate with Bojo's great pizza. Bojo's in Highlands Ranch, C470 University in Denver. This is one Mary and I went to. South Colorado Boulevard and Yale in Arvada, 78th and Wadsworth, and Fort Collins in the Old Town and College and Mountain, or go online at www.bojos.com. This keeps the spirit of what Christmas is all about, he told the reporters on Friday night, which is an awful lot to expect from a parade float. And on Sunday, at my neighbor's Super Target, I tried to imagine the religious rights version of the ultimate Christmas retail experience with a checkout clerk hawking specials on iPods on aisle 6, Jesus in the manger on aisle 9, and he's sure to apply for a Target Visa card to get another 10% off all your holiday shopping. I snapped back to reality and put my groceries in the counter where the clerk didn't even say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, barely signed your name here in the box, and he clicked OK. After decades of effort by Christians to keep the holiday from being exploited by greedy retailers, this year's Christmas defenders are not just tolerating commercialization, they're insisting on it, according to Adam Cohen of the New York Times. And she goes on about this, and it's true. I mean, the same people who are griping about the secular attack on Christmas are also, the first people who are going to come forward, and they're going to say, well, you know, you got to get out there and spend that Christmas money, and isn't capitalism a wonderful thing? Okay, my question is, you know, if this is indeed about Christmas, if this indeed is about the holiday season, wouldn't you take some time out to put that aside and maybe recommend that people do something for somebody else? Let's go to Bob in Centennial. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Let's go to Lydia in Denver. Lydia, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Lydia.
I was just saying, they keep saying how the Constitution gives you the right to express your religion, but doesn't that basically give you the right to not express it if you don't want to?
Well, there's a separation of church and state in there, although the right wing would try to misread, and they always try to twist the First Amendment to say something else.
Well, I don't totally understand where they stand on the subject, because they're like, well, you can express it, but you have to express it in a certain way when it fits to what we want. And they only want you to express your religion if it's their religion.
Well, do you feel like there's some kind of secular attack on Christmas? Well, you know, what's wrong with saying Happy Holidays?
There's nothing wrong with saying Happy Holidays. Like, if I went up to somebody and said, like, Happy Hanukkah, just assuming that they weren't Christian, they could be very offended, depending on who it was. So it's just better to go with Happy Holidays, because you don't know what a religion a person is.
Yeah, you know, people who send me overly religious cards to me is like, is an insult. I mean, it's really an insult.
Well,
proselytizing to me can be an insult, though, too.
You don't know who you can offend, though, by saying, like, Happy Christmas.
Well, but see, we're not into considering other people's feelings. That's too much to ask for. We're not into it at all. I mean, we're into theology.
And money.
And money. And the combining of the two, which I find to be very interesting. Lydia, thank you for the call. 303-713-7600. How do these people reconcile this? That you got to get out of Christmas time and shop, 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 yet there's a secular attack on Christmas. And as Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America noted last week, I believe it was, that with all of this squawking by Bill O'Reilly, Fox News was selling Happy Holiday ornaments on their website. And John Gibson of Fox has got a book out about this, about how liberals are attacking Christmas. Which, you know, I don't buy. Do you buy that? See, I you know what? I believe in live and let live. I really do. You know, if you want to celebrate Christmas, that's fine. Celebrate Christmas. But have consideration for others. Have consideration for the way other people feel. And to me, there's nothing wrong in this society with accommodation. With the idea that if you give somebody something in the workplace, that if you give somebody something who's a friend of yours who may have a different religious view, and you put Happy Holidays, why is that such a sin? And to have that Christmas tree, the official Christmas tree in Washington, D.C., and not call it the holiday tree, isn't that an insult to those people living in this country who are not in any way, shape, or form Christian? And I've heard these arguments ever since I can remember getting into talk radio. Well, this is a predominantly Christian nation. But aren't we a nation, too, that prides ourselves on honoring the minority, on protecting the minority? And then in this country, you have a right to a minority opinion and a minority viewpoint as long as you're not advocating harming somebody else? Isn't that okay? I mean, isn't that what we're all about? But yet, you know, these people are, and the right wing are claiming that there's just this attack on Christmas. And you know, nobody I know is attacking Christmas. What they're trying to do is they're trying to uphold the separation of church and state. But they're not saying you can't have Christmas, or that Christmas is an evil experience, or that it's wrong. I think what most people are saying, well, you know, I can't speak for most people, but what I would say to you is, well, okay, make a little room here for others. What's wrong with accommodation? Can anybody answer me that question? What is wrong with accommodation? And as I said before, accommodation is the hardest argument to make. To open it up and to say, you know what, there's room for everybody. This is what makes America great. That we don't have a situation like in Iraq, where the Shia are at the Sunnis, throats, and the Sunnis are at the Shia's throats. And we don't have a situation where, in places like Iran, that the religion and the government are merged, and that you have a theocracy going on. I mean, we don't have that in this country. So why would we want to move in that direction? Why would we want to ape that kind of behavior? And to me, that's exactly what we're doing. If we're making the claim that saying Happy Holidays is an attack on Christianity. You know, if anything, what it's doing is it's protecting the minority. It's saying, okay, you know what, you don't believe in Christmas, or you don't practice Christmas. All right, we realize that. So let's use a generic term that involves everybody's celebrations. And, by the way, I've heard this for years, that the Christ is being taken out of Christmas. But how does that square with the tremendous pressure for commercialism and for the idea of keeping track about how much people spend on Christmas? How does that square with all of that? I mean, can you have your cake and eat it too? Can the same people who are claiming that there's an attack, that there's a secular attack on Christmas, aren't they perpetuating an attack themselves by endorsing the idea that Christmas is a time when you spend money, that it's a time when retailers hope to get, a Black Friday is a big success, and that is we're, you know, pushing ourselves around in the shopping centers or maybe going to the internet and clicking our way around for our Christmas shopping? How many people really take Christ into consideration when they're doing this? To me, you can't have it both ways. And to try to keep Christmas carols or, you know, spinning the dreidel and Hanukkah stuff out of public schools, I don't mind that stuff being in public schools, as I said earlier, but it should be there in an educational manner, not a manner to turn around to religious minorities and make them feel like outsiders, or to try to proselytize to them. And anybody who's Jewish, who has grown up in this country, remembers the days before all of this started in grade school, but that's exactly what you were made to feel. All right, we're going to continue this topic in the next hour, so if you're on the phones, hang on. If not, 303-713-7600, because I'm determined to talk about this morning, and I want to get your views about it. I think it's an important topic. So we'll continue here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Mark me.
News from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. More horror stories at the Saddam Hussein trial. Baghdad's latest suicide bombing claims 27 lives. And insurgents threaten to kill a kidnapped American. First, the bombing. It was a suicide attack by two people who walked into a police academy wearing bomb belts and blew themselves up. At first, U.S. military officials said they were women. Now they say the bombers were two men. At the trial, a new witness is testifying about what happened to him when Saddam Hussein decided to get even after a failed assassination attempt in 1982.
For 4 years, I was in prison. I never had enough food.
CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us what another witness had to say.
She talked about being beaten and guards using electric shocks. She also talked about entire families, including women and children, being taken at one point to Abu Ghraib prison, where she said they were kept until the investigation into this assassination attempt was completed. She described the conditions there as very dirty, very terrible. She said they had no shoes and used paper to cover their feet and used blankets to make clothes and underwear.
A new insurgent video circulating in Baghdad supposedly shows a kidnapped American security consultant. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has that.
He's a blonde man shown with his hands tied behind his back. A passport is also pictured, an American passport that bears the name Ronald Schultz. The insurgent group that has taken him says he will be killed in 48 hours unless Washington frees all Iraqi prisoners.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Secretary of State Rice admitted the United States made a mistake in the case of a Lebanese-born German citizen who said he was wrongfully imprisoned by the CIA as a suspected terrorist. Rice didn't go that far at a joint press conference in Berlin, but did say the government tries to correct its mistake.
Any policy will sometimes result in errors, and when it happens, we will do everything we can to rectify it.
Here at home, airline complaints are going up and away. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
A 29% increase in complaints received by the U.S. Department of Transportation, some on a voicemail line.
Speak slowly,
the name of the airline or company.
John Pitney says he wrote to the government and to the airline that he says did nothing about toilets not working.
And I got sort of a pabulum response back.
Yes, there are complaints about complaints being ignored. Airlines confirm they're more likely to compensate top frequent flyers and passengers who paid higher fares. As for a 22% increase in mishandled luggage, that's still only 5 reports per 1,000 passengers. Frank?
Across parts of the West and the Plains, roofers will be busy repairing damage from hurricane-force winds. Stacey Segman is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It was definitely windy enough to knock over signs, knock over semis.
And much of the nation's midsection is still in the deep freeze with wake-up temperatures near or below zero. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up more than 4 points. This is CBS News.
Not since butter and popcorn has there been a combination that rocked the very foundations of entertainment. Until today. Because at CompUSA, we get that combining the latest Sysnet C6 series computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors will redefine the way you watch TV, listen to MP3s, and blow up zombies. Come get it for yourself. Sysnet C6 series computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors. CompUSA, we got it, we get it.
Selling flies online? It's not as easy as it sounds.
Trout flies, bass flies, salmon flies. If you're looking for a hand-tied fishing lure, you can find it on this sportsman's website. But to make sure you find his website, he came to Network Solutions. Their online sales and marketing experts helped him reel in more customers.
Here's my crane fly. Daddy Long Legs crane fly.
Impressive. CraneSolutions.com and go, Father.
News this hour brought to you by Men's Warehouse.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Bookings are starting to pick up this morning. The Turnpike now slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. That was a word of a crash out on I-25. It's off to the shoulder right around I-270. So that's going to add to your jams coming out of the north end of town. Once you get by that, stay slow for your ride into downtown. And we're now busy through T-Rex. Stop on 225, a little sluggish from Colfax to 6th Avenue. And then we bunch up again as you approach Parker Road right into the Tech and Arapahoe Broadway and Baseline filling in as well. Check out the forecast. We're at 20 degrees now.
Rules go to LendingTree.com/sweepstakes. No loan requests necessary. Void where prohibited. See website for rules, details, and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Pass the Lord, praise the peas. No, it's a praise the Lord, pass the peas. 7:05 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of light snow, mainly afternoon. High today near 19. It's cold out there now. And it's going to be cold all day long. Read Diane Carmen's. What is wrong with me? Oh, I know what it is. Hold on. I'm fighting a cold. Read Diane Carmen's column today in the Denver Post. Selling Jesus isn't the reason for the season. And we're talking about 713-70-600. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Brad, how are you?
I am waking up.
It's cold out there.
It is cold out there. Well, black is white. Up is down. Faith is science. And I don't know exactly why we're surprised at this type of assault on reason, and you know, it's just amazing to me that that we are continually surprised. I am too. I mean, I'm continually surprised. I don't understand how I'm when I sit back and think about things, how I'm continually surprised at the assault on reason. But it just continues to happen, and this is just another fine example of it. I mean, you know, do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is these people have lost all ability to reason anything, and that they're, you know, that when they're talking about, say, for instance, this so-called alleged secular attack on Christmas and Christian values. What they're really talking about is they would love to break down the barrier between church and state, and they would love to make this a theocracy.
Absolutely, and they're extremely close. They're extremely, extremely close.
Do you really think they're extremely close?
Well, let me say that 51% of the people in the United States blindly voted for a complete moron who would love to have a theocracy in our country. So,
yeah, but do you think that vote was about that? And we've had debates about that before on this show. Do you think that the vote was about that, or do you think it was about? Do you think it was about this administration, which basically used fear tactics to get itself elected the second time around, stole the election the first time? I mean, do you really think it's about that? I mean, I agree with you that the religious right, that the ultra-religious right, is beating constantly, you know, like with a battering ram of ideology against the separation of church and state, that they're ginning up this whole idea, that they're cranking up this whole idea that there's a secular attack on Christmas. When you know something, there isn't any secular attack on Christmas. Show me where there's a secular attack on Christmas.
Well, I don't know. I've been hearing that. I grew up in a fundamentalist Christian setting, and I've been hearing that since I was a little kid, you know. I was told when I was a little kid that Santa Claus wasn't real from the earliest I can remember. Santa Claus wasn't real, and Christmas was kind of a joy kill, not to mention my birthday's right around Christmas. So
yeah, there you go.
But it's just an assault on reason, in my opinion, and they're taking full advantage of the fact that people have been numbed down in the last 25 years by mindless amounts of television and not educating themselves. And you know, all it really took to not vote for George W. Bush was just paying a little bit of attention and doing a little bit of reading in even just the national newspapers. And
yeah, but you know what? We do it because people who listen to this radio station make a conscious choice to follow all of the things that are going on in this country and all of the things that are happening. But there's a lot of people out there, man, who just, you know, I've made this case before. They're inundated with all kinds of stuff going on that they don't really have, you know, the time to concentrate on this stuff, and the media is no help. I mean, God help those people who watch a steady diet of Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're getting. What they're getting over at Fox is that there's an attack by the ACLU and the People for the American Way and people like yourself and myself, that there's an attack on religion from Christmas from guys like you and I. Nothing can be farther than the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with people having faith. I just have a problem with people of faith who believe that their faith is better than everyone else's. And, you know, the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians all worship the same God, supposedly, you know? And to exclude anybody, I don't hear anybody standing up and saying, well, why don't we all have why don't we have a national celebration of Ramadan? You know, my sister-in-law is Muslim. She's from Egypt, and we don't have anybody standing up to say we need a day of remembrance. You know, even if it's not a day off, or the post office is closed, or the bank's closed, or whatever. Why don't we just say, hey, today is a national day of contemplation for Ramadan. We have Secretary's Day, for God's sake, but we don't have anything about Ramadan.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Brad, thanks, man. Great call.
You have a good day.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. 303-713. Put the Christ in Christmas. 712 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 12 minutes after 7. Is there an attack? Is there a secular attack on Christmas? Or is there just, you know, is there separation of church and state? And is there room for everybody in this society? Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to point out that it's actually the Christians who stole a pagan holiday. Christmas was originally a Northern European pagan holiday. Christ wasn't even born in the winter. He was born in the spring. It's just that it's symbolically correct. You know, the evergreen is supposed to represent the promise of life's return in the springtime and all that.
How'd it get hijacked?
Oh, that, you know, as Europe moved from a Christian or from a pagan to Christian religion, the church appropriated a lot of pagan holidays and pagan gods and sort of, you know, made them into saints and stuff like that. Or I should say the saints sort of played the role that formerly pagan gods played, sort of psychologically. In fact, in the Catholic Church, you can see Mary is sort of this response to the pagans wanting some kind of female divinity in the picture. And if you go back further, you can see that even the Santa Claus story has been appropriated. I don't know if you want to hear the details of this. I don't know if I remember them right, but basically the Santa Claus story is a coded picture of Siberian shamanism. You know, they're flying through the air with the reindeer and all that stuff, and the red and the white. This is a reference to a certain kind of mushroom that the Siberian shamans used to eat and, you know, have flight-like experiences.
Boy, the radical right, the radical Christian right, would be upset with you.
Oh, yeah, that's why I say...
They would go through the ceiling at hearing this.
This is exactly why I say these things. They stole Christmas.
Well, all right, here's a question. Who commercialized Christmas?
Americans. That's all we are.
I mean, did Christians commercialize Christmas, or was it the no good Jews that did it?
In America, Christmas is about shopping. In America, freedom is about shopping. Democracy is about shopping. That's, you know, of course we did that.
And so isn't America also about options? So you have the option to, you know, if you want to inject Christ into Christmas, and if you want to have it as a religious celebration, can't you do that in your church? Can't you do that in your home? Why do we have to have this in the public square?
I think the Christians should admit that Christmas is already a secular holiday. That's what, you know, that's what capitalism does, is it destroys all cultural values and converts them into some kind of, you know, bizarre sense of freedom, because you get to choose which cereal you're going to eat or something. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all about products and marketing.
Yeah. They appropriate everything. They'll even appropriate anti-fashion, anti-consumerist attitudes and figure out a way to market to those people.
Yeah, you know, in a way, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the idea. I mean, you know, capitalism, if tempered and treated right, is a very successful system. It's when you go overboard. But the worst part about this is, which I said last hour, is the hypocrisy of these people who claim that there's a secular attack against Christmas, yet, you know what, they themselves are going out and they're doing it by buying presents, by, you know, doing probably very little charity work. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I just am confused by their stance. I'm confused by their hypocrisy. Because if you believe it's a religious holiday, if that's where you're coming from, to me you're doing two things. Number one, you know, if you're basing it on, you know, going out and shopping and Black Friday and all that stuff, I mean, isn't that a little bit hypocritical? Because then you're injecting a secular capitalism into the situation. And then the other thing is, isn't this a country that's always believed in protecting the minority? So therefore, if we have a Christmas tree, quote-unquote, at the White House and on taxpayer-supported land, what about everybody else?
That's it. Unlike most other nations, our country isn't defined by a particular culture or a specific ethnicity. It's defined by an idea. You're an American because you assent to the idea of freedom and equal rights. It doesn't matter what color your skin is or what language you speak. It's an idea. And all human beings can find appeal in that idea and subscribe to it.
Yeah, I would agree. Thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. One line open at 303-713-7600. Your take on this. Is it as the people at Fox News, Bill O'Reilly and John Gibson and others claim, and read Diane Carman's column this morning in the Denver Post, read this about this, you know, this alleged attack by us evil secular people on religion. I mean, come on. All right. I want to say hello to Sherry Cole. Sherry Cole from Highlands Ranch. She is this hour's $1,000 name. Cast just for being a loyal listener to AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. You want to get in on this, sign up at AM760.net. That's AM Celebrate It All. But Rockies is your holiday center. Can't say enough about these folks, and you know how much I love them, and this is my second chance to talk about them this morning, and I got to convince you that if you want to get a great deal You got to go to Rockies. They have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. They even have a Jaguar out there. Cream-colored, hot-looking car. And you can find anything you want out there, basically. So if you want a gas saver, they got it. Or if you need an SUV or a minivan for the family, they've got that as well. Rockies has just got great people working out there, and they're my friends. You know, one of the cool things is if you drive by Federal, on their sign that they've got, a picture of me shows up, and kind of like a little advertisement for this show. Rockies has been early supporters of not only this program, but AM 760 as a whole, and we got to thank them for that. Every car has the worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and every car emission inspected and ready to roll. Sharp look at automobiles at big bang prices. I mean, you get the most for your buck out of Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so go out and see my friends at Rockies. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They got a spectacular website, or just go out there in person.
Southwest Airlines to Chicago Midway, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, starting on January 3rd. Find out more at Southwest.com.
Live, local, and left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
722, 22 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, periods of snow, mainly in the afternoon. High near 19. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning as the sun is up. And there's a little bit of wind out there. Not bad. All right. We're talking about Diane Carman's column this morning, which I think is great in the Denver Post. And about this whole idea, and Fox is pretty much, and the religious right has pretty much got into this, about getting this whole thing cranked up about there's a secular attack on Christmas because there's some of us out there who say happy holidays. And I sent a bunch of my friends gifts. Here the other day. And I put happy holidays on every single one of them. Okay, so shoot me, I'm a secular Jew. I just believe in the separation of church and state. Let me go to Scott in Denver. Scott, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jace.
Hey, I Scott, how are you?
Well, I wanted to wait till my teeth stopped chattering before I called you.
I hear you, man.
You know, the underlying message, I think, of what you're talking about sort of covers a lot of ground, and that is that the cost of liberty is eternal vigilance, and we're not very good at that. And, you know, while I don't necessarily think too highly of the right crowd overall, there are clearly some people in there who are more literate than I'm giving them credit for being, or certainly more strategic in their thinking, or I don't know, maybe the word strategery, but somebody in there has read Heller's, you know, Catch-22 or Orwell's 1984, and they've figured out the way that you distract and attack people at the same time is pretty effective. And they mix in a little P.T. Barnum with it, and all of a sudden they're doing pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, I think that, you know what, I think what you're running down here is a very, very accurate description.
It's disappointing, and, you know, and it's an indoctrinated kind of a systemic problem. And you know, realistically, the burden is ours, not theirs. They're doing what they're getting away with, and it's up to us to hold them accountable. And we're not very good at that.
Yeah, we don't take the time to do what they do. In other words, we don't take the time to go put pressure on the media. We don't take the time to organize against these people. And there was a story yesterday, I saw it on Keith Olbermann's Countdown, under the worst, worser, and the worst person of the day. And one of the people he named was Ford, the Ford Motor Company. Why? Because they used to advertise Land Rovers, and they used to advertise SUVs in gay publications. And the American Family Association pressured them out of it.
Yeah, actually, I wrote an email to Ford rather angrily yesterday about how displeased I am to be driving my Ford to work, realizing that they've turned their back on that community.
Yeah, but see, we don't, you know, you did it, and that's a great thing. But most of us, you know, and I'm trying to start to do it more and more. Most of us, you know, don't take the time to fight back against these people, so they have a very, very effective machine that you know, goes after anybody who disagrees with them. There's an article today in the Rocky Mountain News that Focus on the Family has taken a shot at Ken Salazar. Now, you know, over Alito. Now, we should all sit down and write Salazar an email saying, hey, man, stay the course and don't give in to the pressure of these people.
Well, his track record has been kind of spotty so far with me.
Well, me too. But I think the point I'm trying to make here is whether it's this alleged war on Christmas by you know, secular elements in our society, whether it's taking on Ken Salazar, whether it's bullying the Ford Motor Company, whatever it is, we should stand up to these people and we should fight back instead of allowing them to not only dictate the agenda, but also to get away with what they get away with because of our lack of action.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't know about you, but we don't have any business, and maybe I'm alone in this, but we don't have any business having a Christmas tree on the White House lawn. We should have a holiday tree because the White House represents everybody in America, not just a select few.
Well, you're talking about in theory. In practice, it really does only represent Christian America.
Right, so why would you have that on taxpayer property?
Well, I don't know that that's the most egregious of their offenses in that regard, but you're right.
But it's wrong. It's clearly wrong.
Sure, sure. I read yesterday online that Lowe's, the hardware store, has caved in to the religious right on Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas, which, you know, in the end, if they had been doing this for 80 years and it had always been Merry Christmas, I don't think I'd care one way or the other. The fact that someone bullied them into changing their approach really offends me.
Yeah, we should declare war on the religious right. I really believe that. Scott, thanks, man. Stay warm.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Okay, Mike, thank you. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy holidays, Jay.
Well, thank you. Happy holidays to you, too.
Whatever. Whatever. I was telling your producer, I'm being a capitalist expatriate, and I'm not buying anybody anything for Christmas, because I can't.
Why, no money?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't. But, you know, this whole thing, your earlier caller was right. Christmas was borrowed, or you could say, you know, just stolen from paganism. So was Easter. Easter bunnies and Easter eggs have nothing to do with Jeebus. Nothing.
Then why is the religious right so crazy about this?
Well, what I would really like to see on some panel show, you know, preferably one of these Sunday morning things, I would like to see some far right-wing nut jobs and people like Jim Wallace or Tony Campolo talk about the fact that Christmas and Easter were borrowed from paganism, because you often hear ultra-right-wing nut job televangelist types blasting paganism. Paganism, like it's the same thing as satanic, if you like the pagan philosophy. You know,
oh, yeah, that's exactly how they view that. You know, another good guy, and we've had him on this show, but another good guy to get on that panel would be Barry Lynn, who's head of that group United for Separation of Church and State, the Reverend Barry Lynn, who has been attacked by Pat Robertson numerous times.
Well, you know, the thing I like, it was at my church where they had a pagan, I believe the word is priestess, I'm not sure, I can't remember now, come in for what we call the adult forum and told us about what paganism is. And I'm like, dude, that's pretty much what I believe. And I took a little class on it. And I hate the way pagan is meant to, is construed as non-Christian by far right. Look, before Jesus, there was paganism. And basically, it's kind of like earth, air, fire, water, nature is God. Well, damn, that makes sense to me. But that's kind of really exactly why I called. But Christianity basically stole pagan traditions and holidays and just slapped Christian things on. Okay, well, let's take the winter solstice thing and make it Christmas, and let's take the vernal equinox and make it Easter. What would happen if you had a far-right pastor and sit him down and just tell him, okay, this is the way it is, and you have all the proof? What would they say? Why is it so hard for them to accept facts?
That's they would reject it just the same way that they reject science.
You know, it's just everything, nothing is perfect. It doesn't threaten my faith in any higher being to think that two faiths kind of merge. That shows that people get along. Hey, well, let's just put everything on the table. Let's meet in the middle and everybody's happy. But really what we're dealing with these people that are offended by Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas, is the Christian Taliban.
You're right. They want a theocracy, and it's up to us to stop them so they don't get it. Ellen, thanks. Appreciate the call. Have a good day and stay warm. We got two lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to chime in on this. And I know that Ed Schultz has talked about the whole Christmas tree issue. But the religious right has got this all cranked up that there's some kind of an attack on Christmas by secular elements. And what they really want to do is they want to bust down the separation of church and state. So call me on my healing line at 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble on the north end of town. Southbound I-25 have two separate accidents, working a three-car crash, tying up the left lane and shoulder right around Thornton Parkway. Then we have another one slowing you down. This one's sitting off to the shoulder near I-270. Once you get by those, stay slow for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, now seeing a problem with a crash off to the shoulder at Alameda and southbound 225. Looking at brake lights between Colfax and 6th Avenue, then again from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, things are busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. South Boulder Road and Belmont also running heavy. Diagonal and Highway 93 are crowded, and the Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Onto the forecast, 20 degrees right now, and it's going to get colder throughout.
Exteriors. Right now, buy two windows and you get one free. Call K&H now at 421-7100.
Freedom to take America's largest playlist of music anywhere. XM Satellite Radio. Listen large. Monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM's.
Monday is, didn't we say 2 weeks out and we'll get it going?
No, I think we should start on the 23rd. 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, unless we're ordered by management. Periods of snow, mainly afternoon and a high near 19. There are some Christmas songs that I like. I would sing one of them right now, but we'd melt the tower.
Anything by Sinatra, Christmas is good.
Yeah, anything by Sinatra, I agree. But right now we're withholding playing music because we want to live up to the radical right, the radical Christian rights charge. That we are trying to secularize, we're launching a secular attempt against Christmas. 303-713-7600, Bill in Monument. Bill, you're on.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Bill.
Good discussion this morning.
Thank you, man.
I don't think we should be discussing the content, though, of what this is all about. I mean, it's obviously one of your prior callers, I think, got it dead on. It's just another P.T. Barnum act by these people. Guys like John Gibson from Fox and Mr. O'Reilly, you know, found a nifty way to turn a buck, and are creating a little, you know, crap storm here, and because the people are talking about it, you know. But the problem with these guys, the reason why I think it's a good idea you're talking about it though, is, you know, these guys do apparently have enough of an audience that they can actually start these little storms. You know, we get emails coming into our home from people who don't know what our political persuasion are, and that, if that's any judge, these guys are successful in getting their message out.
Oh, because they're highly organized, and because we have a tendency, one of our weaknesses, we have a tendency not to stand up for ourselves at times, and also, you know, we don't go to every person we see and say, hey, you realize what's going on? These people are trying to destroy the barrier between church and state. And my whole point in bringing this up this morning is that, and I firmly believe this, we need to fight these people at every turn of the mile.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to stand firm, and you have to, you know, be resolved and continue to sling it back at them, because, you know, they're getting pretty sophisticated in the way that they respond to your attacks. If you look at O'Reilly, you know, he's got his little list going now of people that he claims hate him, his little enemies list.
Yeah, how do I get on that list, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people have been asking the same question. The guy from Salon's really upset that he's not on his list. But I'll tell you, you know, Olbermann should definitely be on his list. And Olbermann used to work for Fox, and he knows O'Reilly, and he knows Gibson. And by the way, Gibson, I think on Friday, was O'Reilly's worst person in the world.
Yeah, he was.
Because he had said that everybody else got it wrong. They're worshiping the wrong religion. Everybody that doesn't agree with him is worshiping the wrong God. And that's, to me, what's incredible about all this is that, you know, it's a free country. You can say whatever you want. People on your show say a lot of crazy things that I don't believe with sometimes. And you can talk, but there's a blurring now of when you can say outrageous things and when you shouldn't. People don't understand that Watch O'Reilly, for instance, that he's not what he appears to be. He's not a news anchor. He's an opinion columnist. This is what this guy really is. But he throws out this image of being an authority or being a newsman, and then everything that goes along with that, the supposed, you know, fact checking that real news anchors do, O'Reilly's people don't do. So he gets away with all these outrageous statements.
Well, you know what he is? He's a demagogue.
Oh, that's one of the many things he is. I mean, he's a capitalist. It's really what he is at the bottom of it all.
I mean, he's a demagogue. And you know what happened to his show here in Denver? Well, he got his rear kicked by Al Franken.
Oh yeah. Well, there's some places in the country, thank God, we're one of them, that are starting to finally come out of their sleep and start to connect the dots and realize some of this crap's going on. But I think it's a good idea that people do talk about the method in which this goofball, you know, supposed controversy is actually being put out there into the world. You know, John Gibson writes this stupid book, you know, how they're taking away Christmas from you in ways you can't even imagine or something like this. They tried this last year as well. Most people don't know that what ultimately ends up happening with a stupid ploy like this is it drives us apart. It really drives.
Yeah, you're right. It does. It separates us.
It separates us, and that's just what they want. Because, and it's not just, when I say they, I don't mean a big conspiracy, but I mean anybody that's trying to turn a buck. A guy like Dobson, a guy like Robertson, a guy like O'Reilly or Gibson, these people all, you know, they're what really kills me about these people is not really what they're saying. It's the fact that they do it under the guise of, or under the heading of righteousness. And guys like Dobson really flame me because that guy, you know, I think if you look at the definition of Antichrist, I think he is as close as you can find to an Antichrist because he's hiding under the rubric of Christianity to pull off his horrible hate speech. And the same with Robertson, asking for somebody to be, assassinated. And he calls himself a holy man. I mean, where are these idiots that follow these people?
Well, I wish I knew. Bill, thanks.
Comes back, though, to the discussion of why we're actually seeing all this stuff out there and why we even have to talk about it on a show like yours.
Well, we got to talk about it because there's no other way to get people to get galvanized against it and also to make sure that people realize that this stuff is going on. Bill, thank you, man.
You're welcome. Thank
Appreciate
you.
The call. Let's go to Peggy in Greenwood Village. Peggy, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Peggy.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. You asked a little bit ago about the merchandising of this holiday, and it was actually Coca-Cola. I believe the man's name is Robert Ness, and it actually used to be a little green. That's where the Grinch comes from. Santa Claus used to be a little green gremlin. And that doesn't sell, and you wouldn't want him breaking in your house and stealing your cookies and, you know, leaving presents. It just
right.
doesn't sell. So you can see over the course of time, the drawings got jollier and jollier, and I think another important question would be not so much when Christ's birthday is, but if it's not in December, then whose birthday are they celebrating? I researched it a few years ago, and it took me to Nimrod.
Well, they're supposed to be celebrating Christ, and they want to inject religion, not only in Christmas, but they want to inject religion into everyday life. I mean, they want to destroy the separation of church and state, basically. That's basically what they want to do, and they'll use any tool to get it done. And one of the tools that they're using now is that there's this quote-unquote secular attack on Christmas. And I don't think anything can be farther from the truth.
Well, you know, I believe in freedom of religion, definitely. But at the same time, I don't celebrate Christmas because, I researched it, and it's not for me. It's not, you know, you can't make holy the profane. And, you know, its origins are pagan. And, like I said, you can't make holy the profane. Look at what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 10. He tells us not to learn the way of the heathen and not to put up a tree and decorate it with ornaments of silver and gold. And, you know, if you study paganism, you'll see that tree worship was a big part of that practice. Not only all sown throughout the Old Testament, everyday life. I mean, it is a fact.
All right, Peggy. Thanks. Thanks for a great call.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
Take care, Jay.
All right. What do we got? We got one line open here at 303-713-70 at 600. You know, we haven't even touched the idea. How do you feel about Christmas carols in school? How do you feel about that? Or playing with the Hanukkah dreidel? And how about religious items like Christmas trees and menorahs on public property? See, I'm against it. I guess that makes me secular, right? 743, 17 minutes in front of 8. One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, finally.
Power and Associates for 2005. Visit SheaHomes.com. For award information, visit JDPower.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. because there are many choices in life.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just happened upon your show for the first time.
And with choices come alternatives.
I love AM 7.
This May, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
He's making a list and checking it twice. And Freedom Harley-Davidson could be delivering your ultimate present this Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Freedom Harley-Davidson on West Colfax is giving away a new 2005 Sportster. But you must get registered this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. No purchase necessary. Just stop by for free food and beverages this Thursday and drop your name in the drawing. You could get exactly what you want for Christmas. A new Harley from Freedom Harley-Davidson. For more info, click on the Freedom Harley-Davidson logo on your screen right now. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You get the same great service, the same quality from the company recommended and trusted by Mary and myself. They did a wonderful, wonderful job, and you can trust them to do a really good job. Spirit Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. I mean, they care about the work they do. No matter who you've ever used before, you've got to try Superior Carpet Care because you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. So for the holidays, get your house tuned up for $125 for three rooms and a hallway. You just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. We're talking Superior Carpets. You need your carpets or air ducts clean? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpets.
You or someone you love has a tumor. Call us today at 303-448-4620.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
11 minutes before 8 o'clock, 749 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of snow, mainly after noon. High today near 19. It looks like snowy skies out there to me, and it is cold out there. It's good to have you along here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talking about Diane Carman's column, and also stuff that's been reverberating around the ultra-right wing, the not only the ultra-right wing, but the Christian right wing, about the fact that us seculars, those of us who believe in the separation of church and state, are killing Christmas, that we're attacking it. Let's go to Stefan in Denver. Stefan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say, please don't back down. I think that it's unbelievable that the debate is being framed on such an ignorant level. I think our country was founded by people who knew the value of having a secular government. And to think that these people, who are very unchristian, if you think about it, because I don't think Jesus was a capitalist in the same right as these people are, because wasn't it true that back in the 50s and more in the modern era, of the 20th century, that these people were against the Jesus and the Nativity and all of that being too much involved in holiday ads, because that was blurring the lines between the Jesus and the true importance of the Christian holiday to them and actual just sales of commercial goods. But now it's like it's the opposite. They actually want the original story of Jesus and whatnot to be intertwined intimately with the selling of commercial goods. I think that it's, you know, I've went to Bible school. I'm not a practicing Christian at all. I'm a secular atheist. But I remember that Jesus himself was very much against, you know, the exploitation of the group of followers that he had by capitalists. And that's exactly what these people who are calling themselves Christian, I guess, are doing. And when you said something about what do you think about Christmas carols being sung in schools, I don't... Holiday caroling in school is okay, but I went to a very liberal school where we learned... We had dreidels every year. We had Kwanzaa, you know, we had to bring Kwanzaa stuff in, we had to do all kinds of stuff, but we weren't taught about, you know, the in-depth inner workings of all of those celebrations, but we, you know, had all kinds of cool stuff going on, and that's why so many of my fellow graduates are so cultured, is because we learned about every celebration, but I just have to say, keep up the fight, because these people are getting scary.
They really are. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it. Stephen, thanks.
Thanks.
See, I don't mind it if it's comparative. But I don't like it if one religion dominates over another. And I don't find anything wrong with the words happy holidays. Phil Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I think that this is just another salvo in this. And I think they have the long view of this. I think what they want to do is, every time they claim that there's an active enemy out there trying to attack Christianity, I think it's an attempt on their part to try to energize some activism on their side. And, you know, you've got everybody out there, you know, on the Christian right saying, this is a Christian country. It was founded on Christian principles. You know, and it is ignorant. I like that the word that some, one of your callers used. It's pure ignorance that somebody, that people would agree to this. You know, they want to make a theocracy because they're very narrow about their literal interpretation of the Bible. They, you know, the rationalism that founded this country, you know, really affronts them because it means you have to use reason and ethics to solve problems rather than strict moral dictates from a book. You know,
I wonder if they see any difference between themselves and radical Islamists, and not necessarily who use violence, but who would like to see, for instance, Iraq or any other Middle Eastern country turned into a theocratic state, like, you know, like Iran.
Yeah, I think that they don't see a difference between themselves in that because they see a difference between the two religions. Therefore, but they don't see a difference between their efforts to create a theocracy and proclaim this country Christian and to do away with rationalism and to live life by a book. They don't see that as being the same thing, but it is. It is exactly the same thing. And I don't think that they understand. If they go back and take a real historical look at the foundings of this country and the Age of Enlightenment and why it was such a reaction to to the Christian-dominated politics of Europe, then, you know, and just the fact that people came over here to, you know, express religion freely and not to have to live by a governmental attempt to impose religion on them. You know, I mean, those are the things that founded this country. It was, you know, the whole idea that, that people should be able to practice religion freely without government interference, without government proclaiming a particular religion, with rationalism ruling the day as far as our own, like, societal interactions.
Yeah, I'm not miffed by it, because I've seen it my whole life. I just have to say I'm sick of it.
I think it's a pure power grab on their part. I think they're power mad, and I think that they really are offended by some of these, because it's the way they look at things. You know, they're evangelical. They feel like they have to go out and force their religion on people. They believe, you know, their brains are broken. I hate to say it, but their brains are broken because they have split reason from their from the way that they act and believe. The reason is bad in their opinion because it interferes with their literal interpretation of the Bible. So reason, which is underpinning rationalism, is already bad in their opinion. You know, reason interferes with faith.
Yeah. Yeah. You know something? You're absolutely right. Thanks, man. Great call.
All right. Thanks.
All right. 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. Chip in Littleton. Chip, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to stay warm.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I was listening to you a little bit earlier, and you had mentioned that, that you think we ought to fight these people every turn.
Yeah, I do.
And part of me wonders if that's almost legitimizing their puny argument.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't think their argument is so puny. I think they're gaining ground. I really believe that. And I think that they're able to go to honest-to-goodness businesses and force their point of view and bully these businesses. And then what ends up happening is these businesses end up collapsing for one reason or another. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, hey, you know what? We don't take the time to get our side out on this deal.
Well, I guess I can understand that argument. I'm just a little bit concerned that... that they're being given a little bit too much of a voice and that the pendulum will swing back over time.
Well, I hope you're right. I want to have as much faith in my fellow man or woman as you do. I hope what you're saying turns out to be absolutely the truth. But, man, there is just a big part of me that I've been watching this thing go on, and then I see it this morning. In these ads are going to be taken out in support of Alito, that he's going to, quote-unquote, protect Christmas. And I just thought to myself, you know something, I've had enough. I mean, I just want to say to the radical Christian right, up yours.
Well, I can certainly understand that, but I guess I'm inclined to believe that angry response to their anger, and I'm not judging or anything, don't get me wrong.
I understand.
They want to push buttons. They're like kids with their parents. They know exactly what buttons to push to get a response from otherwise open-minded, reasonable-thinking people. And, you know, this stuff has been going on, you know, since written history. And you could go back to the Puritans, and the Pilgrims and the Salem witch trials.
But you know something? I don't mean to interrupt you because we're beginning to run out of time here. But you know something? You can also show the damage that has been done when people don't stand up. And I know that I have been hawking this book forever on the air. I'll hawk it again. The Age of Anxiety by Haynes Johnson. And read that about the McCarthy era and how it leads up to today. And what happened when people sat there and said nothing about Joseph McCarthy? Hey, thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it, Chip. Thank you. I gotta go, man. I'm out of time. All right, coming up next hour, do you know Tom Tancredo is going to have a challenger? That's right, in the 6th District. We'll talk to him coming up here.
.com.
Happy holidays from AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CDL.
CBS News. I'm Frank Setapani. Another day, another tirade from Saddam Hussein. After sitting quietly for most of today's court session, Saddam let loose, accusing American officials of wanting to see him executed. That could happen if he's convicted of ordering a 1982 massacre to get even with Iraqi Shiites for an attempt on his life. In testimony today, witness after witness described scenes of torture after Saddam's men rounded up Shiite villagers.
Women used to have their feet lifted in the air and beaten. One of us had her chest broken, the other one had her back broken.
CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us what another witness had to say.
He talked of his family being picked up and taken to a Ba'ath headquarters building and interrogated. He was beaten with cables, he said, and told to strip. He was 11 or 12 at the time. The family spent 19 days there and were then taken to Abu Ghraib, where families were separated and people tortured. Many children died there, he said.
U.S. military officials say two men with bomb belts managed to walk into a Baghdad police academy today and blow themselves up, killing at least 27 people. Al Jazeera Television is running a video from a group that's threatening to kill a kidnapped American security consultant.
The insurgent group that has taken him says he will be killed in 48 hours unless Washington frees all Iraqi prisoners.
CBS's Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad says that video shows a blonde man and a U.S. passport with the name Ronald Schultz. It's the best possible news for financial markets worried about the threat of inflation. The government says productivity surged ahead in the third quarter at the fastest clip in 2 years, a 4.7% annual gain.
Usually you see productivity taking sharp jumps up immediately after recessions, but because productivity has risen so quickly here, as the economy has been improving for quite a while, is a very good sign for the economy.
Wharton School Management Professor Peter Capelli. The Supreme Court hears arguments at this hour in a case involving the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy toward homosexuals. The court has to decide if universities that accept government money but don't like the Pentagon policy still have to let the military recruit on campus. Hi Feldblum is a law professor at Georgetown University, one of the schools that wants to bar military recruiters.
We want to treat the military exactly the same that we treat any other employer that says we don't accept openly gay people for employment.
In Detroit, Ford Motor Company has decided to stop running ads in gay publications for its luxury Jaguar and Land Rover brands. Ford denies it's bowing to pressure from Christian groups that frown on homosexuality and says Volvo will continue running ads in gay magazines. In a suburb of Tehran, at least 119 people are dead in the crash of an Iranian military plane. Witnesses say that plane slammed into an apartment building. 25 of the dead were building residents. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 33 points. NASDAQ is up 8. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. This year, I'm giving the best gift ever for music lovers, the Bose Wave Music System. Sleek, compact, it's an AM/FM radio, CD, and MP3 CD player with unbelievably rich, true sound. Gina and I love ours. Call 1-800-558-7904 for a 30-day risk-free home trial. There's also a multi-CD changer available for it for hours of glorious, uninterrupted music. Convenient 7904 for the Bose Wave Music System.
News this hour brought to you by Men's Warehouse.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride on the highways and on the north end of town. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 120th. That's because of an earlier three-car crash near Thornton Parkway. It's now been pushed off to the shoulder. All lanes are open again, but still seeing a real slow go. Stay slow into downtown and through T-Rex. Have a crash at 6th Avenue, adding to those jams. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, expect the usual slowing eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan over toward I-25. If you're off to EZIA, I-70 and Pena Boulevard in great shape, have about a 10-15 minute wait through security. And around town, the diagonal, Highway 93, they're crowded. Turnpike a little slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and on to the forecast. Temperatures already starting to drop. started out at 20 degrees.
Today, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
He's making a list and checking it twice. And Freedom Harley-Davidson could be delivering your ultimate present this Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Freedom Harley-Davidson on West Colfax is giving away a new 2005 Sportster. But you must get registered this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. No purchase necessary. Just stop by for free food and beverages this Thursday and drop your name in the drawing. You could get exactly what you want for Christmas. A new Harley from Freedom Harley-Davidson. For more info, click on the Freedom Harley-Davidson logo on your screen right now. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
344. That's 303-442-4344. Or log on to BoulderAuto.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 805, 5 minutes after 8. Periods of snow, mainly afternoon. High today, 19. It's cold out there. Jay Marvin along with you at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up 1 hour from now, Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America. Got some good stuff to go over with him. Right now, though, we're going to introduce you to the person, the man, who is going to take on Tom Tancredo in the 6th District. It's none other than our old buddy Bill Winter. Bill.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Are you officially declaring on this show?
I'm officially declaring right now, Jay. We're in it to win it, brother.
Do you think you can unseat an incumbent? I mean, it's awful, awful hard and I don't mean to be pessimistic or negative, but it's rough to unseat an incumbent congressman.
Well, I know it, and you know the odds say we can't do it, but I don't really care about odds too much, Jay. You know, I was in the Marine Corps and I coached football, and no good Marine or no good coach will ever worry about odds. The bottom line is you got a mission, you go out and you find a way to accomplish it.
Now, Mr. Tancredo doesn't spend much time in his own district, from what I understand.
Well, as a matter of fact, Jay, he doesn't really represent this district at all. He's in the bottom 10, as I understand, in terms of what he brings back to this district. You know, we live in a time when a senator from Alaska can get a $200 million bridge for 50 people, and here we are, one of the most fastest-growing districts in the country. We can't get anything from this guy. You know, on top of that, he hasn't passed any legislation in his name. The only thing he's doing up there in Washington is pursuing his own self-interest, and he's out there running for president now. I don't think he represents our district at all.
Yesterday we had on the head of the Intelligence Project for the Southern Poverty Law Center, who says that Tancredo takes money from white supremacists.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too. There's a variety of websites out there that have documented his past, and there doesn't seem to be any question that he takes money from a whole lot of groups. You know, even on his signature issue of immigration, he's taken money from big corporations who profit from undocumented workers.
Are you going to ask him to return that money?
Eventually, but you know what? We're not going to make this race about Tom Tancredo, and I'll tell you what, Jay, I'm not going to let Tom Tancredo or anybody else dictate what we talk about in this campaign.
All right, what are going to be your main issues against Tancredo?
Well, first of all, that he doesn't represent the district. Okay, you know, I grew up in this district. I went to Littleton High School. You know, I am more like everybody that lives in this district than he is by far, and I think I represent their interests. And I think that they have a lot of interests. For example, health care, education, highways. There's a lot of things down in this district that really matter. I think for the last 5 years, what we've had in this country is division. We've had a president that tries to divide us with fear. Every time we turn around, it's a terror alert or 9/11 or what have you. And we have a congressman in this district who tries to divide us with hate and racism. And I'm going to go out there, and we're going to try to unite people, because the bottom line is we all have a lot more in common, Jay, than we have in difference.
All right, what would if you were sitting in Congress right now, what would your stance on Iraq be?
Jay, we got to get out of there. And let me put it to you this way. Anybody who supports this war needs to go down to a recruiter right now and sign up to go fight it. And that goes for anybody who advocates any variety of the stay-the-course mentality as well. You know, if you support the Iraq war, then go sign up to fight it, or take your son or daughter down and have them sign up to fight. The bottom line is we have an insurgency right now in Iraq because we are there. And I'll put it to you this way. Put 150,000 foreign troops in America, and what are we going to do? We're going to take up guns, Jay. We're going to fight back. We're going to blow them up. We're going to sabotage the roads. We're going to do anything we can do to fight against them. Now, why would Iraq be any different?
8:09, 9 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we're talking to Bill Winter, and he is going to take on Tom Tancredo in the 6th District. Let me get your comment about this, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, about the fact that the Democrats basically don't have a unified stance on what to do about Iraq. And there's this story this morning from Raw Story. House Democratic leaders this week will try to block any effort by members to adopt an official Democratic caucus position on the Iraqi war, recognizing that such a move would highlight internal party differences and invite new political troubles. The paid restricted poll roll call reports on Monday that Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi supports Representative Murtha, his position, and his recent call for immediate beginning to Iraq withdrawal. But, however, her deputy, Steny Hoyer, opposes this message, and they're going to try to put this off. If you were sitting there and you were part of this caucus, what would you say?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. First of all, Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and other people like them are heroes for sure. And that goes for leadership of the Democratic Party, Jay. If people like Steny Hoyer and Hillary Clinton won't send their kids to fight, then they should show some integrity and stop supporting this thing, because it's a quagmire. And here's what I want to know. What's it going to take, Jay? What's it going to take? I mean, we've got, even with a conservative Republican like Chuck Hagel, a senator from Nebraska and a war hero, saying we're losing the war, even with Jack Murtha, who gets his information directly from four-star generals, even with 60% of the American people now against this war, even with all that, these so-called leaders of the Democratic Party still don't have the courage to stand up to a lame duck president and demand an end to a failed policy. And that's what this is. Our sons and daughters are dying in Iraq without making us safer. And the bottom line about any war, Jay, is that it ought to make us safer and it ought to benefit our national security. And if it doesn't do that, we shouldn't be there. And this war does not make us safer.
All right, final question on the Iraqi situation. Would you favor immediate withdrawal?
Yes, I do. I favor immediate withdrawal. I think the MIRTHA plan is a good start, a very solid proposal to pull back over the horizon. I know that's not going to please everybody, but I'm not trying to please everybody. I'm trying to do what I think is right. I think that we need to get out of there. We need to let Iraq develop its own future. You know, to say that if we pull out, they'll devolve into a civil war is to ignore the reality. They're already in a civil war, and we're caught in the middle of it. As I said before, I believe that the insurgency exists because we are there. Okay, now, if we had real leadership from the White House, President Bush would stand up and say, you know what, I was wrong, I made a mistake, and he would turn to the world community and say, we need your help in here. Because the bottom line is that Iraqis look at Americans as occupiers, and why shouldn't they? There's no indication we're going to leave. We're building bases. So they don't look at us as liberators, they look at us as occupiers. So I do believe we need to get out right now.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, talking to Bill Winters, who is going to run against Tom Tancredo in the 6th District. What about the deficit? How do you feel about deficit and tax reform?
Well, I think the current deficit is a crime, Jay. I think it's so wrong to go to war, as this president has done, and not ask the American people to sacrifice anything. I think if we had asked the American people to really live up to the costs of this war in terms of financial and in terms of what it costs for our sons and daughters, that they wouldn't have stood for it. So the current tax system and the current tax cuts are set up to benefit the wealthy. There's just no question about it. These tax cuts do not benefit our economy. And I'll put it to you like this. George Bush says, well, we'll get these tax cuts and all that money will go back into the economy. Well, that's ridiculous. Because let me put it to you like this. Let's say you give a $30,000 tax cut back to somebody like Dick Cheney, you know, who's already got millions of dollars. He's not going to go out and spend that $30,000, so it's not going to go back into the economy. You take that same $30,000 and you give it to a family that's living on the edge financially, they're going to spend every dime of it, and it's going to pump up the economy. But you're not going to see that because people like George Bush and Tom Tancredo, they don't want to give tax cuts to regular people like you and me. They're giving tax cuts to the ridiculously wealthy. So I think our tax system and these current tax cuts need reform. I think we need to live up to the fact that we're passing on an immoral debt to our children. And I think we need to start to show a little bit of fiscal responsibility. I thought that's what conservatism always meant, but not anymore.
You going to debate Tom? You think he'll debate you?
No, I don't think he will. I don't think he'll take us seriously. I think he's out there running for president. He's going to Iowa and New Hampshire, and he thinks he's in a debate with George Bush. But let me tell you something. He's in a cage match with me now. We're going to get a hold of him one way or the other.
How about volunteers? You got the, you know, are you getting them flocking to your side?
Everybody out there, you heard him. Get to the site and volunteer. Actually,
get involved, right? If you live in the 6th district.
Yeah, you know, you got to get involved, Jay. And you know what? You got to donate money. And let me hit on that for just a second. I know people get tired of everybody asking for money and people running for office asking for money. But you know, look at the news. We've got people like Tom DeLay and Duke Cunningham who are. I mean, they're getting $700,000 at a shot, and you got George Bush coming in for $1,000 plate fundraisers, and everybody says, well, you know, our government's bought and paid for. Well, the only answer we have to that as regular people is we got to take it back 10 bucks at a time or 25 bucks at a time or 50 bucks at a time, whatever you can afford, you know. So I urge people, go to the website and make a donation. You know what? If you don't like me, that's all right. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Then go to my friend Angie Piccioni's website and donate to her. But we got to put it out there. If you can afford 25, give 50. But volunteer, give money. Everybody out there listening, we could take back the house and take our country back. That's my message to you. Don't give up. Have hope.
All right. Describe quickly here before we run out of time. What does the 6th District make up? For those people who maybe are listening to this and thinking to themselves, man, you know what? I got to get in on this. Can you tell us where it stretches to?
Sure. It's all of Douglas County, all of Elbert County, the majority of Arapahoe County, the physical majority of Jefferson County, and a little corner of Park County. So it's kind of South Jefferson County and up in the mountain communities like Evergreen and such, and then all the way out east through Arapahoe County and Elbert County, sort of following the Interstate 70 and all the way down south to the south border of Douglas County.
All right. Give us your website for those people who want. And can they contribute through your website?
Yeah, they can contribute to the website. And I want to put this out to people. I know some folks have had some trouble. We've been using PayPal, and we're in the process of getting that changed. So by Thursday, we'll have a whole new donation system up there, and there'll be no hitches. If you've had trouble, please don't give up. Go back and try again. Or you can just there's an address on there, and you can just send a check. But folks, we got to have some immediate donation. We're doing great so far. We've already brought in close to $12,000, and you know, frankly, this is the first real announcement we've had. And if this is going to be a people's campaign, and it is, it's not about me, Jay. I don't have a lifetime ambition to be in Washington D.C. I want to serve my country, which is what I did in the Marine Corps and the Navy, and that's why I'm going. So the website is winterforcongress.com. And check it out and go back all the time, because we're going to update it at least weekly with all the things that are going on.
You know, one thing real quick I got to put in here. In a recent examination of Tancredo, I think it was by the Denver Post, he gets most of his money from outside the district. And plus, on top of that, he doesn't really have that much.
Yeah, well, and you know, the other thing that was interesting about that article is, if you read it, and it was a long article, it was mostly Republicans that were taking him to task. It was very interesting.
Yeah, you know what? Very interesting indeed. All right, plug your website.
Okay, it's winterforcongress.com. I hope you'll go there. We're going to have lots of really cool stuff. We're going to have a blog up there that you can post on.
All right, is it .com or .org?
You know what? Either one will work. We bought them all up, Jay.
Okay, so they can either go to winterforcongress.org or winterforcongress.com.
Absolutely, and I hope they'll go and check it out. And like I said, make a donation, volunteer. We'll put you to work. We're going to get an office in January, and we'll find things for you to do. But you know what, like I said, if I'm not your cup of tea, go support Angie Piccioni or Morgan Carroll or one of our other candidates. We have got some fantastic candidates in this state, Jay. I am just thrilled with people like Mark Udall. And I'm just proud to be a Democrat in Colorado.
Yeah, Mark Udall is the best, and someday he's going to be this state's senator. All right, Bill, we're gonna have you on from time to time. You can update us on the progress. And if Tancredo wants to debate you, man, we'd be happy to host the debate.
I'd love to do it. I'll take him on anytime, any place, Jay.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, that's Bill Winter, who is running for Congress. Go to winterforcongress.org or winterforcongress.com. And we need to stop Tancredo in his tracks, and also Marilyn Musgrave. So there's also Angie Piccioni out there. Get involved. I mean, this is if you live in these congressional districts, man, make it happen. We need to stop the Republicans and get back, get our control of our country in 06.
The network is down again.
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Every holiday, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks, what's more? You can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
America. This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Randy, my soul sister. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Periods of snow, mainly afternoon, although it looks like the sun's coming out now. And the high today is predicted to be 19, but the temperature could drop. So depending on where you are, it could be colder than the 19. The wind here has, in Boulder at least, has died down. So it's a far cry from yesterday, in which I thought that the windows on our house, plus the windows here at the studio, were going to get blown out. Was going to say, and it, one of the papers this morning, there might have been the Rocky Mountain News, had headlines about hurricane wind force yesterday. So thank God we don't have to go through that again today. All right, we'll go to open phones at 303-713-7600. We've got Paul Waldman coming up after 9 o'clock. There's one, before I take your calls, there's one thing I want to go into, which scares the hell out of me, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice chastised European leaders yesterday, saying that before they complain about secret jails for terrorist suspects in European nations, they should realize that interrogations of these subjects have produced information that helped save European lives. Her remarks were the Bush administration's official response to the reports of a network of secret detention centers in at least 8 European nations that said to house dozens of terrorist suspects. At the same time, she denied that the United States had moved suspects to these prisons to allow interrogations to use torture. You know, that's a rendition. And the ACLU is going to fight this whole rendition thing. And ABC News has an exclusive that 2 CIA secret prisons, which were operating in Eastern Europe until last month when they were shut down following a Human Rights Watch, reports of their existence in Poland and Romania. A current and former CIA officer speaking to ABC News on condition of confidentiality say the United States scrambled to get all the suspects off European soil before Secretary Condoleezza Rice's arrival yesterday. The officers say that 11 top Al-Qaeda suspects have now been moved to the new CIA facility in the North African desert. All right, here's the mind blower. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Or you can talk about it now if you want to, along with anything else. Most people in 8 countries that are American allies don't want the United States conducting secret interrogations of suspects on their soil. This is an AP Ipsos poll found. Anxiety about recent reports of secret prisons run by the CIA in Eastern Europe have been heightened by ongoing debate on the use of torture. The poll found Americans and residents of many of the allied countries divided on the question of torture. Divided. Americans are divided on this question. How can you be divided on the use of torture? But Americans are divided. Almost 4 in 10 That's 38% of the United States said they thought torture could be justified at least sometimes. And about one-fourth said it could be justified rarely, and 36% said it could never be justified. Now, I've gotten emails from people who have tried to justify torture to me. That's a scary thought, holding somebody without trial, without the benefit of a lawyer or due process. Plus, on top of that, you know, the CIA, a lot of times, like what happened with this German Muslim, which they kidnapped him off the street, held him, and he wants to sue the United States over this. They held him, and then what ended up happening was they made a mistake and had to turn him loose. Sad. Unbelievable that this country is engaged in that kind of behavior. And this administration has narrowed down the definition of torture to the point that it gives them wiggle room when they say they don't do it. All right, 303-713-7600, you can talk about that or anything else. Al in Boulder. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Al. How about yourself?
Hey, real good. I've never called in here before. Okay, a new caller. I've listened to you quite a while. I listened to Randy Rhodes with Air America in the afternoon. But I also turn around, I listen to Bill O'Reilly at night, you know, Fox News. Early in the morning, I listen to Steve Ducey, who's a real Republican there. And I try to get, kind of an idea from all different aspects. And so I really represent the swing vote, the person in the middle. And one of the concerns that I have, and I can tell you that right now, I'm shifted to the left, okay? And I will most likely vote against the Republican Party in the presidential election coming up. And I can tell you that if Mark Udall runs, which I believe he will, it'll probably be the first time that I actually donate money to help somebody win an election.
Yeah, I donated some money to him, too.
But, you know, my concern is that I'm a little concerned that there's a tendency to possibly alienate people like me with some of the talking relative to sort of like these religious situations. To give you an example, you know, I can agree that the Republican Party appears to be the party of the Christian fundamentalist right. But I think we don't want to be the Democratic Party as the party of the atheist left.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. We've had discussions about it on this program. I've had Jim Wallace on here. I've talked about Jimmy Carter's book, which you really ought to read. I think there's nothing wrong with liberals. I think there's nothing wrong with progressives, and I think there's nothing wrong with people who are members of the Democratic Party professing belief in religion and God. I think we've allowed the radical Christian right, which, by the way, is the biggest contributor now to the Republican Party, second only by big business. We've allowed them to own that, and I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all.
You know, the other thing is this business about intelligent design. Okay, I'm a Christian. I believe in intelligent design. But I don't advocate that should be taught in the science classes. Now, what should be done is that the holes that are out there in evolution ought to be taught, maybe more than they are in the current textbooks. But intelligent design should certainly not be taught, but I'm a believer in that. I'm against abortion. I'm against gay marriage, but I'm in favor of a partnership with health benefits, those sorts of things. But when it comes down to the election, all of those things are minor compared to things like supporting education, supporting climate change research, you know, trying to wean ourselves off of foreign oil. And as far as, you know, as the war is concerned, I agree that this whole thing was developed on false pretenses with information that was selectively used. And there's no way we're going to win this war by killing the terrorists.
All right, hang on a second, Al. I'm going to put you in the phone zone here while I get some traffic, and then I'll come back to you. All right, so hang tough. We got two lines open at 303-713-7600, 830. At AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, we're in the middle of open phones now. Anything you want to talk about? Right now, we'll get some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Cold, busy morning on the highways, and still seems trouble on the north end of town, south on I-25. Jam solid from 120th because of this earlier three-car crash after the shoulder at Thornton Parkway. Now, once you get by that, it's slow into downtown and through T-Rex. If you're coming in from Lakewood, expect the usual delays eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan over toward I-25. And southbound 225, now seeing a slow ride from Parker Road right into the tech center. Around town, the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, they're busy. The turnpike still slowing eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And onto the forecast, temperatures starting to drop. It was 20 degrees to start the day. We're at 7.
Wonder everyone loves Zantrex 3. The number one diet pill in America is available at stores nationwide. Zantrex 3.
760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, happy holidays. Happy Christmas. Or Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, from all the folks at Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest leg model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Can't say enough about these folks. They've been very early supporters of this radio station and also supporters of this program, and they're my friends. And I stand by them, and I wouldn't lie to you, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. They got a dynamite website. You ought to check it out, rockiesautos.com. You can check the inventory there or pre-qualify for a car loan. If you're looking for the most bang for your buck in buying a car, now let's face it, these days, you got to be conscientious about the money you spend. And I also know that there's a cynicism about going to car dealers. No question about it. Rockies will knock that cynicism down. Because they're not out to sell you any car. They're out to sell you the car you want. And if you don't find the car you want, you can walk away. And you know what you'll be able to say about Rockies? You'll be able to say, you know what? I had a pleasant experience. That they were nice to me. That they treated me with respect. You don't get that at some car dealerships. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Yes, they'll show you Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the automobile you're about ready to buy. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rockies Autos. Really, really good people. My friends. I'm proud to call them that, too. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And if I can brag a little bit, check out their electronic sign sitting there overlooking Federal. You'll see an ad for this show come up on there, which they didn't have to do, and I thank them for doing it. I mean, that's how much they support this.
For home, this is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock in the morning. Periods of snow, mainly afternoon. High today, 19, but the temperature could drop down. It's going to be cold, so bundle up. 303-713-7600, three lines open, and it's open phones here. Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America coming up right after 9 o'clock. And let's go back to the phones, and we'll go back to Al and Boulder, who I put in the phone zone. You know, Al, as far as abortion goes, there are people in the Democratic Party who do not believe. I mean, they're strong anti-woman's right to choose, or they're against abortion, stated flat out. Bob Casey, who's running for Senate against Rick Santorum in Pennsylvania, is that way. There's numerous others. I think the problem is, you know, the fundamental problem with this whole debate about abortion, even if you overturn Roe versus Wade, I mean, even if you were to do that, and you were kicking back to the states, and every state, you know, decided to turn around and outlaw it, you wouldn't stop it.
Yeah, no, that's right. I doubt if that's going to happen. I would think that the backlash against the Republican Party would be so great that they won't allow that to happen. I'd have a very difficult time thinking if they'd overturn Roe versus Wade.
Well, they got to adhere to their master, and their master is the religious right. I mean, that's one of the reasons why John McCain does that and meets with the religious right, because he knows, he realizes he can't get the nomination. And the other thing is you know, Bush runs around, and he did yesterday, making these speeches now suddenly about the economy because he's trying to change the conversation away from Iraq and the growing scandals within the GOP. And then he can't figure out why people don't give him any credit for the handling of the economy and why people are, I don't want to use the word glum, but they're kind of negative about the economy because the things that he has done hasn't trickled down to the average person.
Well, I'm skeptical that the economy is actually generating decent jobs. Okay, I mean, maybe the economy is going up, the stock market's going up, and all these companies are making money overseas. But, you know, in my particular field of work, which happens to be education, I have students who are having a tough time still finding work.
Yeah. See, I don't doubt that. And I'll tell you, one morning here, I believe it was Monday morning. So, you know, my memory, when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, your memory fades sometimes. But I think it was Monday morning, real early in the morning, between 6 and 7, which is kind of a barren time. You know, I get a lot of calls because, you know, people who are up that time, I mean, the last thing they want to do is run to the phone. I was asking people about their Christmas shopping. Because what I hear out of this administration doesn't jive with what I know from people on the retail level who say things are slow. And you can't believe the amount of people who call up and, number one, addressed unemployment and the fact that they had bounced around from job to job, and, number two, that they just weren't going to spend any money because they didn't have any money to spend.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's a tough situation right now. I think, you know, we keep clamoring for more science and math education. and students coming out of engineering, but the job market is not that good. And, you know, I can understand that these companies are making money overseas with all the offshoring and international, multinational companies, but I haven't seen it filtered down entirely like it has in the past, where new high-quality jobs were created like in the past recoveries.
Yeah,
it just hasn't happened.
I think that's true, and that's going to be one of the topics I think it's going to come up in 06. And the other thing is we've got 45 million Americans in this country who have no health care, 45.8 million Americans, I believe, who have no health care. Some people put that figure at 48. And there was an article in the New York Times over the weekend that more and more states are moving to cover children. So children, you know, there's a move to cover children as far as health insurance goes, but there's no move to really do anything about adults. And even adults who do have health care, the health care costs are spiraling out of control. And this administration and that party has, the GOP, they don't have any plans to control that.
No, I agree that too. But also, I haven't seen the Democratic Party come out with real programs. And I think that they're going to need to do that. And maybe they're organizing right now to come out with something in the summer, like the like how Newt Gingrich organized the Republican a number of years back. Because they need that. Because, you know, I can look at the Republican initiatives and say, you know, this hasn't done it. But yet I don't see what the Democrats have come up with. They haven't come up with anything that they can lay out in front of the American people and say, this is what we support.
Well, I agree, but they're going to come out with something. It's going to be in the summertime, and they're working on it right now. And I was on the air yesterday talking about how the Democrats, to me, can't get unified on a plan to get out of Iraq. And how I think that they ought to get unified on that. And, of course, I got blasted by several people who claimed that I was picking up Republican talking points. But I think if you're going to, you know, and I think Murtha's plan is good, but I think if you're going to, you know, if you're going to point fingers at the Republicans and you're going to point fingers at the president, then you better have something, you know, to offer as an alternative. And that's one of the areas where, you know what, I really don't see that happening. But it will. I mean, it'll have to coalesce, and it'll have to happen because we can't keep going on at the rate we're going on.
Well, you're not gonna win the war against terrorism by killing all the terrorists, right? You're gonna have to win the hearts and minds of the people over there, and you know that's how to do it for the world war to be won.
Hey, you know what? And Rummy's idea, the way to do it is to buy ads in Iraqi newspapers.
The other point I wanted to make is that you had been critical of some of Ken Salazar's voting decisions recently.
Right.
And, you know, I voted for Salazar mainly because I thought that he was more in tune with my way of thinking than Pete Coors, okay? But again, I think Ken Salazar is in the middle, right? He had to get those votes in the middle to win, particularly in a state that ended up voting for Bush. And the fact that he, you know, supported John Roberts, I mean, I think he saw that as a no-win for him if he voted against that. But I also think, you know, in my mind, I thought that John Roberts was you know, definitely well qualified for that job. But, you know, you can't fight every battle. And you've got to pick the key battles. And I think that Salazar, at least I'm hoping, that that's the direction that he's going.
Well, I don't fault him for that. Before we run out of time here, what I do fault him for is that vote on the bankruptcy bill. I think that was absolutely wrong. I had these male-only eating clubs. And also didn't want any kind of diversity, a la African Americans and Hispanics, to be part of Princeton. That kind of bothers me too. Al, thank you, man. Have a good day, and thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. More of your calls coming up here. One line open at 303-713-7600. Open phones. Paul Waldman, my favorite segment of the show. I look forward to this every week with Media Matters for America coming up right after 9. But right now, we'll take your calls on anything you want to talk about. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600, 842.
Save time this holiday season with a gift card from Albertsons. Give a gift, get a gift. It's easy. Only at Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Randy Rhodes.
Cowards cut and run. Marines never do.
The House will be in order.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All hell breaks loose in the House of Representatives, and guess what they do? They vote themselves a pay raise.
You want half-off paperclips? We can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to AmberHolmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
He's making a list and checking it twice. And Freedom Harley-Davidson could be delivering your ultimate present this Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Freedom Harley-Davidson on West Colfax is giving away a new 2005 Sportster. But you must get registered this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. No purchase necessary. Just stop by for free food and beverages this Thursday and drop your name in the drawing. You could get exactly what you want for Christmas. A new Harley from Freedom Harley-Davidson. For more info, click on the Freedom Harley-Davidson logo on your screen right now. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the rock.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, what is this, a little Grateful Dead?
I'm Uncle Sam.
8:48.
How do you do?
12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Periods of the snow, mainly afternoon. High, you're 19, but it could be lower than that, depending on where you are. Temperature could drop down. Open phones, 303-713-7600, and Paul Waldman with Media Matters for America coming up after 9 o'clock, my favorite segment of the week, where we'll get into the right-wing media spin and pull it apart and show it for what it really is. Let's go to Marilyn in Colorado Springs. Marilyn, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Marilyn.
How's it going?
Good.
I wanted to make a comment on something. I was listening yesterday, and a gentleman had called and had said that Bush was successful in his job as the, I guess, the, you know, owner of the...
Texas Rangers?
Texas Rangers, yeah. But I've got Molly Ivan's book, Shrub, here, in which she puts forth some facts. he had said that it was because of a sweetheart land deal. Well, that's, you know, technically right, but it wasn't just a sweetheart land deal. They actually took that land with the sports authority given to the Texas baseball team. The city of Arlington also was held up by Bush, sort of like a, you know, like a robber or something. He says, well, I bought the baseball team now, but in order to keep it here, you'll have to buy us a new stadium. So that's how they increased the value of the team, was by making the taxpayers buy them $191 million stadium. But they were not satisfied with the taxpayers picking up the tab on the construction of the stadium. The ball team used its quasi-governmental sports authority to take 13 acres needed for the stadium complex. At a price so low, a state court had to step in on behalf of the unwilling sellers. Now that's, I just read, you know, a little bit from Molly Ivan's book. What they ended up doing was that the sellers, because the price was so low, they went to court and they sued the Texas Rangers, or they sued the sports authority for taking their land at such a low price, and the court awarded them a much higher price for the land. But of course, Bush and his financial backers, which included Richard Rainwater, I'm sure you've heard that.
Oh yeah.
Before. Yeah. The jury awarded the sellers $4.2 million in compensation, but they ordered the sports authority to pay it. Well, of course, Bush and the Rangers said, our position is that this is a judgment against the sports authority, not the city or the Rangers. So guess who got to pay the $4.2 million? The taxpayers. Because that's what the sports authority is the taxpayers. However, the Rangers get to use the sports authority to seize the land. So the taxpayers got stuck with $191 million for the stadium, and they also bought the land. And then in 2002, I think that was 5 years after he so-called bought the team, after paying $60 million in rent on the stadium, the taxpayers had to turn over the $191 million stadium to the Rangers. So they paid $60 million for a $191 million stadium. And here's a little quote from Arlington lawyer James Runsheimer. It says, Bush is not an entrepreneur. He's a welfare recipient.
I like that.
Yeah. Have you read Shrub?
No, I've got it, but I just never gotten to it.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, it has a lot of facts that they've, you know, they're investigative reporters. They actually check facts.
Yeah, that's by Molly Ivins, and who's the other guy? Lou
DuBose.
Yeah.
I think he's the editor of the Texas Observer, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So anyway, I did read some quotes there. I don't want to plagiarize Molly Ivins or anything like that, but that was the sweetheart land deal. It wasn't like he bought it from a friend for a low price. They took it. They basically took it with, you know, kind of eminent domain type legal maneuvering.
You know, how did this guy, you know, the thing that blows me away is, how does he hide from all of this stuff and becomes the president of the United States? Now, granted, in 2000, in my opinion, the Supreme Court acted in a partisan manner. There was voting problems in Florida, including suppression of minority voters. And there's also been some talk about that in Ohio as well. But how can anybody vote for this guy? How did this guy, I mean, other than the fact, as I've said earlier, that, you know, that he used fear, that he tried, yeah, you know, that he scared the country into voting for him, basically. But he didn't do that in 2000. I mean, who would vote for this guy? And how did they hide all this stuff about him?
Well, this stuff is not in the mainstream media. I mean, it is out there. You can read it in Molly Ivan's writings, and sometimes she does get a column in a mainstream paper. But I think they pick and choose those columns very carefully so that they're not, you know, so that they don't really open people's eyes about this administration. You know, the newspapers are all owned by just a few, you know, mega corporations that are very conservative in their philosophy. And also, you know, the mainstream media. I mean, Air America puts the, you know, the true skinny out there. But, you know, how many people at this point are listening to Air America? I mean, it's relatively new and it's growing. That's a great thing. But, you know, how many people really have access to this information? Because people really they aren't curious about getting more than one side. If they like the way Fox News presents itself, all the bells and whistles, then that's what they watch. And you know, they don't like your previous caller earlier on today had said that he listens to Air America, he listens to you, he listens to Randy Rhodes, and then he listens to Bill O'Reilly, and then he watches this and that, you know, because he wants to get, you know, a real perspective, you know, different perspectives. But he's a very rare individual.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I just for the life of me, every single day I look at this guy and I can't figure out why anybody would vote for him, particularly people who are not religious ideologues, because this guy, through his faith-based initiatives, which all the majority of the money goes to Christian organizations, through his, you know, basically catering to the religious right, to his stance on the fact, as Seymour Hersh puts in the New Yorker, that he, you know, that he feels that God put him in this place to bring democracy to Iraq. Man, how can you line up behind this guy? Now, of course, the opinion polls now show that the overwhelming majority of Americans don't trust him anymore and don't particularly like him, despite what some talking heads have to say about the fact that he's got this likability factor. I mean, it's now running against him, so now people are beginning to find out. But, you know, man, oh, man, we're a little late in the game in coming to this realization, aren't we?
Well, I think Air America is partially responsible for waking up quite a bit of the mushy middle with just, you know, getting the truth out there, and people talk to other people, and maybe people who don't listen to Air America are talking to people who do, and they say, well, you know, have you thought about this? Well, listen to Air America or read this book. And, you know, some people do, and they go, oh, my gosh, I've been fooled. You know, and I think people get fooled by Bush. I mean, even Molly Ivins, I've read quite a bit of her stuff, has mentioned several times that she thinks that Bush is an affable guy. I don't think she said it recently because of this horrendous war. I think she's changed her mind about his affability. But he comes off as an affable guy. And for some people, to me, I mean, he's always looked like just kind of an underqualified twit, you know?
Yeah, that's how he comes across to me, like a goober.
Yeah, like a goober. But a lot of people who are also goobers, you know, goobers in some degree, maybe they haven't got the best education and they're just out there, they're just, you know, working spiffs and stuff. They look at him and they think, he's like me, you know, he's one of the people. I can understand him. I can't understand these other guys. They use words I don't understand, and they talk about history, and I don't remember that from my history class, and you know, and they talk about, you know, these kinds of ethics, but they're not fundamentalists, and, you know, like, so how can they have ethics? And I mean, it's kind of a goober mentality. But apparently with our culture, this macho Rambo culture of ours, you know, he seems like the right kind of guy to have in charge.
Well,
you know?
Now, you know, now according to the polls, though, the polls, people say that, you know, he's the wrong guy in charge, and a lot of them, if they were given the chance, would vote Democratic. And I got a funny email from a guy yesterday who, you know, who is castigating liberals and castigating me, and he was castigating the station, and he was talking about how, well, you know, liberals only rely on polls because it gives them something to whine about, and the polls don't have any reality. And then I emailed him back and said, oh, really? That's why the Bush administration has hired this guy from Duke to be able to gauge public opinion about the amount of war debt they will take, that the public will put up with, as long as they believe that the country's got a chance to win in Iraq. And this guy specializes in watching the polls. I got to go. Thank you, Marilyn. Great call. Thank you so much. Really, really good, intelligent discussion. Thanks so much. All right, Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America, I can't wait for this, is coming up next year on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills, you'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. minutes. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined.
Call 1-800-339-1195
and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is.
The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Every holiday, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. At least 43 people have been killed after two suicide bombers got into the police academy in Baghdad.
It's not clear how they got explosive vests into the academy itself without being searched. But one blew himself up in a classroom, and that sent all the students running in a panic for a bomb shelter. That's where the other suicide bomber headed, and that's part of why the casualties are so high.
CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier. Al Jazeera Arab TV is showing video purportedly of an American kidnapped by an insurgent group. A blonde man is shown sitting with his hands tied behind his back. The video, not verified by Western authorities, also showed a U.S. passport and an identification card. Another outburst from Saddam Hussein at his Baghdad trial through an interpreter.
I am your president, and I've been your leader for 30 years.
CBS News correspondent Tammy McCormick was in the courtroom.
During a tirade that lasted several minutes, Saddam complained about his accommodations, which he called an iron cage topped by a tent. He asked, does anyone know whether Saddam Hussein has been tortured? At times he was shouting. His rant came after three witnesses testified about the torture and imprisonment they suffered after an attempt was made on Saddam's life in the town of Dujail back in 1982. The witnesses were shielded by a curtain around the witness box and their voices altered electronically.
The don't ask, don't tell policy on gays in the military is the focus of a case before the Supreme Court today. It involves whether law schools at universities that accept government funding must allow military recruiters on campus, even if the schools forbid participation by agencies and companies that discriminate. These observations from CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The Pentagon has the political momentum, if not clear legal precedent, on its side going into this oral argument. Congress last year made it very clear that it wants to be able to withhold federal funding to schools that don't go along with the recruiting program. And, of course, military recruitment is a huge issue now given the situation in Iraq.
Verizon's hacking away at pensions in an effort to save $3 billion over the next 10 years. Beginning next year, the giant phone company will stop contributing to pension plans for its managers, a move opposed by William Jones, president of an organization that represents more than 100,000 retirees.
We are opposed to seeing benefits for all retirees reduced, especially after they put in numbers of years with the company and expect a certain thing at the time that they retire.
In addition to the Verizon freeze, managers hired starting next month won't get pensions at all. American workers' productivity rose at the fastest pace in 2 years in the third quarter, easing concern that inflationary pressures were getting out of hand. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead more than 46 points, NASDAQ's up by more than 12. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting older. The aches, the pains.
Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur pressure relieving material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
Want to feel all warm inside? You got it. Just bundle up for the holidays with the hottest technology from CompUSA. Right now, get a free all-in-one printer, wireless router, software, and more, a $409 value, when you purchase any notebook or desktop for $499 and up. Or buy a 300-gigabyte hard drive for just $99.99 and store over 40,000. Offers after savings and rebates not valid in Connecticut. See store for details.
News this hour brought to you by Men's Warehouse.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news, things are looking a lot better on the highways. Just a few slow spots. Hop on I-25, running heavy as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. Northbound I-25, a little slow from Orchard up to Yale. And we're bunching up just a little bit. Southbound 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now around town, things are in good shape along Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike actually looking real good, east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And on to the forecast. Temperatures already starting to drop. We started out at 20 degrees this morning. It's now 18 and expect snow showers.
Buyer of wines, spirits, and beers anywhere in the U.S., they offer an unmatched selection with more items specially priced than anywhere else. No wonder Applejack is number one.
As the holidays come around once again, we already know who's nodding.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information.
And who's nice.
Well, let's see. We start with Morning's Edition and then follow Jay, and then you go to Al, and then you go to Ed, and then you go to Randy.
How about a nice $1,000 just for listening?
Oh, yeah.
Your chance to win a grand four times a day is right here. Sign up on AM760.net and have a nice holiday season from AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of snow mainly in the afternoon. High today near 90, but could be lower, depending on where you are. And it's good to have you along this morning. All right, let's go to my favorite day of the week, which is Tuesday. And that means Paul Waldman, senior fellow at Media Matters for America. And also, you've got, Paul, you've got, what is this internet thing? You've got Gadfly. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, gadflyer.com. That is a blog that I am the founder of and one of the participants in. People can go there and check it out. It's one of the finest progressive blogs.
And Fox.
Well, Fox News has basically turned itself into the War on Christmas channel. Now, if you do not watch Fox, you may not be aware that there's a war on Christmas. But this is something that particularly Bill O'Reilly, but also John Gibson, who has written an entire book about this, is absolutely consumed with, and it's beginning to crop up on other Fox shows throughout their schedule. Apparently, Bill O'Reilly believes, and I'm not exaggerating about this, that if a Christian walks into a Macy's and sees a sign that says Happy Holidays, that Christian will be terribly offended and insulted at this terrible insult to their religion. And every time that there's a sign somewhere that says Happy Holidays or someone says Season's Greetings and neglects to actually say Merry Christmas, that this is a terrible oppression that weighs down on the heads of all Christians. Now, this may sound a little silly, but the fact is that this is something that, they talked about a lot last year at Christmas, and this year at Christmas, the folks over at Fox are milking this for all it's worth. And if you tune in and watch for more than a couple minutes, you can almost guarantee that you'll see a segment about the war on Christmas that is allegedly being carried out by some sort of secular conspiracy out there that is trying to banish Christianity from America, as if such a thing could even be possible, or that such a conspiracy could actually exist. But that's what they're talking about.
Are these people mentally ill?
Well,
no, I mean, here's the reason I ask this. You know, I've come to the conclusion that Ann Coulter, for instance, has got a personality flaw or that she's mentally ill. And the reason I say that is because somebody sent me an email that she was on Drudge on his radio show, which is awful, and it was like last Sunday night or something. And she was trying to rehabilitate Joseph McCarthy and claiming that all that stuff is a lie. Now, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, there are books and books and books on this. And Bill O'Reilly makes similar absurd statements, and so does John Gibson. And it's like, you know, you've got to have a screw loose to make these kind of comments.
Well, I think so, but I think that what it gets to is the very nature of conservative talk radio and conservative media in general. I mean, if you look at, say, the O'Reilly Factor, it's basically a conservative talk radio show that appears on television. And there's a real difference, I think, between progressive media like your show and between conservative media like, say, Limbaugh or O'Reilly. And the difference is that people tune into your show because they're interested in the topics that you're going to be discussing, and even though you have a point of view and you'll be putting that point of view across, they want to have some kind of exchange of ideas and learn something about the world. But if you listen to say, Limbaugh, or you watch O'Reilly, what you see is that it's all built on anger and resentment. That's kind of the fundamental thing that drives all of the topics that they choose to discuss and how they discuss them, is that here's something that you have to be angry about today. And so the problem that they're presented with is, of course, that their guys are the one in charge. I mean, after all, conservatives control all three branches of government. They control the business world, as they always do. And if you're someone like Bill O'Reilly, and the people that you have sympathy for, your friends, your allies, are the ones who are running everything, well, you really have to look pretty hard to find things to be mad about. Because you can't tell people to get mad at the fact that 45 million Americans don't have health insurance, or the fact that wages are going down, despite the fact that the economy is growing. You can't tell people to be angry about that. So you have to find things like this, like the fact that a department store put up a sign that said Happy Holidays, and tell people this is what you need to be angry about. And there's nothing that someone like Bill O'Reilly does better than getting angry. And when he gets angry about something, he stays angry about it. And so you see this again and again, night after night after night, him talking about this terrible oppression that Christians are weighing under. But actually, you know, this is not the first time in history this has been talked about. There's a blogger named Steve Gilliard who did something very interesting. He went back and looked at some sort of old anti-Semitic tracts from Klan members, from Henry Ford, who was a big supporter of the Nazis, and just put up some clips of that and put up some clips from people talking about the war on Christmas today. And what he found is that you can find echoes of the same sorts of language. In those days, it was talking about how the Jews were trying to banish Christianity, and now it's the secularists. But it's the same kind of tone, the same kind of apocalyptic rhetoric. Now, I'm not saying that Bill O'Reilly is an anti-Semite. That's not what I'm saying. But this is not the first time this kind of rhetoric has appeared, and it's something that's been used in the past to get people mad.
9-11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman, Senior Fellow at Media Matters for America. But, you know, Oberman, in his worst person of the day, nailed O'Reilly yesterday. Now, listen to this. No one would make this comment on the radio or television and expect anybody to believe this. And I'm paraphrasing what I heard last night. That O'Reilly says that he's got five well-placed business sources in the oil companies and that they lowered the gas prices because they were scared of his reporting. Now, who buys that?
Well, nobody ever accused Bill O'Reilly of modesty. He takes credit for all sorts of elaborate things. You know, he personally brought down the price of oil. He initiated a boycott of France over the fact that they didn't want to join the war in Iraq, and that terribly damaged the French economy. You know, Bill O'Reilly makes all kinds of grandiose claims, and yes, it makes him look a little silly. I don't know, you know, who his sources at the oil companies are. Maybe it's the guy who fills up his gas down at the Sunoco in the corner. But you're absolutely right that's something that obviously doesn't make him a particularly credible source on anything.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of people make these kind of statements? I mean, he's got to be delusional.
Well,
I mean, there's got to be seriously something wrong with him.
Well, think about it. If you're Bill O'Reilly, you know, you have all these people around you who are constantly telling you how great you are, and you run this show where, you know, you cut off people's microphones if they disagree with you. You're surrounded by, you know, fawning staffers who know that if you get mad at them, they can be fired. Everyone around you is always telling you how great and how important you are. And so I think that if that's the kind of cocoon that you live in, then you begin to get a little strange. And O'Reilly has been really evincing some evidence of paranoia recently, talking about how because of the attacks on him that he has to have security. And when you listen to him talk about Media Matters, it's incredible. You know, all we do is put up the things that he says. And sometimes if there's something that's a factual problem, we refute it with facts. And he talks about us as we're some kind of left-wing smear site when engaging in character attacks, and he has to have security to protect himself from people like us. And you really begin to believe that he's becoming a little bit unhinged.
Well, he's got that enemies list. I want to know how the hell I get on it. I want to know how I get on that enemies list.
Yeah, it's pretty small so far. He's just got a couple of enemies that I think MSNBC is there and the New York Daily News, which apparently has criticized him, so he's on their enemies list. But, you know, again, it gets back to that whole thing about anger and needing enemies. That's one of the things that's really characteristic of the conservative movement, is that if they don't have an enemy to stir up hatred against, then they really don't really have much of a reason to exist. That's so often the kind of driving force. At one time it was communism, but now it's really not even so much terrorism or the people who want to kill Americans. It's the internal enemy. It's liberals. That's who is the focus of their hatred and the people that they try to stir up that anger against.
Or the media. That's another one.
Of course, and that's been something that's been longstanding for a few decades now. It's another way of getting people angry, saying that conservatives aren't powerful, that, you know, don't pay attention to who's running the government. There's really this kind of conspiratorial elite within the media that's trying to keep us down, and we're the underdogs. That's one of the messages that you always hear from conservatives. No matter how much power they accumulate, they're always saying, oh, no, we're the underdogs. Don't look at who the conservatives are who are running the economy or who are running the government. No, it's this media elite. They're keeping us down. They're keeping you from getting what you need in your life, and you should blame liberals for the fact that, you know, you have job insecurity, that you're worried about your health care, that your wages aren't going up. That don't look at conservatives for all that. Try to find some liberals to blame. That's the message that you hear.
All right. Well, I got to get one last one in here. Limbaugh. Murtha is the biggest morale booster that the enemy has in Iraq. Where does he get off with that?
Well, you know, he's not the only one who's said some pretty atrocious things about Jack Murtha. And what you find is that it's really backfired. You know, it's one thing for conservatives to attack, someone like, say, MoveOn.org or whoever it is. But when they went after, when Jack Murtha came out and was so critical of the Bush administration and said that we need to start thinking about how we can redeploy our forces in Iraq, the standard conservative mode was, okay, we can't engage this on the merits. We have to attack him as a person. That's basically the only thing that they know how to do. That's the first page of their playbook. And so you had all these people, you know, you had Jean Schmidt, this Republican congresswoman, calling him a coward on the floor of the House of Representatives. You have Limbaugh saying things like that. But it doesn't work with Jack Murtha because he's a guy who's, you know, a former Marine, highly decorated, has been a big military hawk for his entire career. And when Americans saw those conservatives doing that, they got really turned off. And what you saw, interestingly enough, from the White House, was that the first day they said some things about how, you know, this represented some kind of policy of surrender. And then almost instantly, within a day or two, they realized that it was backfiring. And the White House really backed off and started talking about how they respect Jack Murtha and he's a great patriot and they're not going to insult him because they knew that it would get them in trouble. But some people, like Limbaugh, didn't get the message.
Yeah, this guy's on 600 radio stations. He survives the OxyContin crisis. And a lot of people listen to him. And man, I'm miffed by the statements that these people make, because there's no credibility in what they say. I mean, and how can they sleep at night believing this crap? I guess people will do anything to make money.
Well, you know, I don't really know. I don't want to plumb the depths of Rush Limbaugh's personal psychology.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just amazed in a day in a day out basis by these people.
Well, you know, that's what we at Media Matters try to do, is to show other people who may not listen to Rush Limbaugh, or may not watch Bill O'Reilly, just what kinds of things go on these shows. And I think that the more they're exposed to the light, the more people will say, you know what, I don't want to have any part of that, that those people are not credible. And they can have their corner of the media world where they get attention from people who already agree with them. But we're not going to consider them part of any larger serious discussion.
All right, Paul, plug your website.
It is MediaMatters.org, and we just, for those who have visited us before, we just did a beautiful new redesign, so people should come and check it out.
All right, and also plug your other venture.
Oh, it's Gadflyer.com, which is the blog that I'm a participant in.
All right, Paul, thank you so much for your time, and remember, Ann Coulter loves you.
It's been my pleasure, Jay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord. All right, we're back to open phones here at 303-713-7600, and I never even have enough time to get to all the stuff that I have and all the stuff you can find on the website. And maybe, you know, maybe I'll read some of these when we get back. I mean, these people, they're incredible. I mean, they really are. Some of the things they come up with. You know what? As a matter of fact, and we've also got some Limbaugh cuts. You want to hear how desperate Rush Limbaugh is to try to defend this administration's failed policy in Iraq? And that you can hear the frustration, the total frustration in his voice. We'll play some of that. Well, that's what you get at Rocky's Autos. You're not going to get pressured. You don't get a bunch of bull. And they'll show you the car that you want. And if you don't want it, fine. And if you leave, the one good thing you'll be able to say about Rocky's is, I had a great experience. Rocky's Autos is the home of the largest clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Largest selection. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. Good, knowledgeable, passionate people to help you out. They'll take care of you. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Just really good folks. Matter of fact, let me brag a little bit. I've been bragging all morning about this. If you go by a Federal and you look at their electronic sign, they got an ad on there for me. Which, you know what? They've been early supporters of this show. They've been early supporters of AM760. And they're just good people to do business with. I wouldn't lie to you, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And if I lied to you, it wouldn't work, because you know what? It would backfire on me. I mean, you come back and say, hey, Jay, I went there and it was, you know, it wasn't what you said it was. Rocky's Autos.
Small, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 922, 22 minutes after 9. Periods of snow, mainly afternoon. High today, near 19, but it could drop a little bit lower. It's cloudy here. In Boulder, and there's just a teeny bit of wind, nothing like yesterday. All right. You know, I get frustrated and I get mad. I'm not going to say that I don't. And, you know, if I think a caller is really full of it, I'll start fighting with them. And every once in a while I get a complaint about that. Such as the guy yesterday who claimed that I was using the Republican talking points, which was absolutely ridiculous. This guy turned around and also sent me an email. Which I sent him an email back saying I, you know, 100% reject that, and I try to answer all my emails. So I get frustrated too. But listen to Limbaugh and how desperate he is in trying to defend this administration's disaster in Iraq. And it's a disaster on several levels. It's a disaster intelligence-wise in the fact that they cherry-pick the intelligence no matter how much defense they try to put up. Claiming that the Senate Intelligence Committee exonerated them, that the Silberman Commission exonerated them when the Silberman Commission never looked into it. Also, their post-war planning, which was basically nothing, which has gotten us into trouble over there. So Rummy's out attacking the press now, claiming that it's the media's fault. But listen to Limbaugh and the frustration. Check this out.
This is a cold, ruthless bunch of people. Selfish, self-focused, It's all about them, even in the midst of their fellow citizens who have volunteered to go to war to defend and protect this country and its constitution. Some of them are dying. Even in the face of that, the American left and its leaders can think only of themselves. And it's not about you. And it never has been about you. And every effort you leftists and you Democrats make to make it about you just causes a greater distance between yourselves and the American voter, which you will see soon enough. You would think they would have seen the evidence of this in the last two elections.
Now, does that make any sense to you? How is it that we're totally focused on ourselves, that it's about us? How's that possible? You know, I mean, are there any statements out there that lead to that, that lead you to believe that? Any at all? I mean, here's a guy who likes a saber rattle, but you know what? He never went off to battle. I think he claimed he had a cyst on his rear end. But, I mean, does that make any sense to you? I mean, really? In other words, as Waldman was saying, why not just get on and present the facts? Now, the polls overwhelmingly disagree with what this guy's saying. But reality never stops him. Here's a little bit more.
It's infuriating and it's a shame at the same time. But believe me, the party, the Democratic Party, the American left, that's attempting to undercut the mission, to cut and run, to quit, to give up, attempting to demoralize the warriors and fighters that are actually engaged in this battle. They are the ones who are being undercut. They're stabbing themselves in the back, in the front. I don't know if they're actually able to hit their hearts because I don't see much evidence they have any.
All right, what's your reaction to that? This whole idea that those of us on the left, those of us that are liberals and progressives, that we're talking about cutting and running. All right, name me a Democrat who is. No Democrat has talked about that. But this is one of their talking points. So Limbaugh must get his information faxed to him every morning, and then he turns around and he repeats it. But there's no proof of what he's saying. There's no proof at all what he's saying. He's just babbling on. And if you want to talk about who has a heart, well, compare the two parties. Or you know what, better yet, why don't we compare the presidents? What did Gerald Ford do after he left office? How about Bush's father, who basically went on that thing with Clinton, but basically has done nothing for anybody else after he left office? And, of course, then we have Richard Nixon. But whatever you want to say about Bill Clinton, whatever you want to say about Jimmy Carter, and Carter suffered from a low public opinion polls because he was Ayatollah'd. But if you look at those two things, look what these two guys have done after they left office. I mean, who has a heart when Jack Murtha stands up there and about bursts into tears talking about the wounded soldiers? And the people that he sees, the wounded combat veterans that he sees every week at Walter Reed. I mean, isn't it this administration that won't allow any pictures of body bags? What funerals have Dick Cheney and George W. Bush gone to? Where's their heart? All right, do we have like one more cut of Limbaugh here? We'll get one more up here.
Murtha, with all these bright lights and the cameras facing him and chasing him all around, has told the terrorists, has told Al-Qaeda, that our troops are worn out and they're living hand-to-mouth. Hand-to-mouth, he says, because the terrorists have been so successful. He may as well go out and deliver a victory statement for Al-Qaeda. That's what he's done here. He's telling all of those people that want us dead that our troops can't even handle a war with them. We can't even handle a war without battles. We can't even handle roadside explosives. Imagine what would happen to our troops if we actually got into a combat-style battle. I mean, to me, it is unbelievable. It's incredible. And it frosts me. It makes me mad. And these people think they're patriotic. They think they're doing a great service to the country.
Now, You see, I would say to him, all right, you name me one Democratic, name me one member of the Democratic Party who has said that our troops live hand-to-mouth. No, what Murtha was saying, and he's not the only one saying this. I mean, there are other people, other military experts that are saying the same thing. Barry McCaffrey has said the same thing. As a matter of fact, Barry McCaffrey said this 6 months ago. That because the members of the service, of our armed services, are on two and three and third rotations, that they're wearing out. That when you join the National Guard, you don't envision being in this situation. And that many of them had to go back two and three times. And that we're running all the equipment into the ground. This is what Murtha is saying. He's not saying that we're living hand-to-mouth. Okay, Limbaugh, you know what? You show me where Murtha says we're living hand-to-mouth. It's not there. It's simply not. Those quotes are not there. And you know what's sad? What's sad is there are people who listen to this guy. He's on like 600 radio stations. And they believe him. And you know, I get a email or a call from a Limbaugh listener. Well, he's on 600 stations. You're on one. You know what my response to that is? I don't advocate people going to war. I don't send young men off to die. Because I don't know what battle's like. And you know something, Limbaugh? Neither do you. 931 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. The good news is things are looking a lot better on the highway. Just a couple slow spots to deal with. South on I-25, running heavy through downtown and T-Rex. North on I-25, close from Bellevue up to Yale. And we're bunching up just a little bit south on 225 for your ride into the tech center. Now around town, things thinning out along Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike in real good shape, both east and westbound from Bloomfield and Westminster. And on to the forecast. Temperatures already dropping today. We started out at 20 degrees. It's 17 degrees now.
Now buy two windows and you get one free. Call K&H now at 421-7100.
Learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Every holiday, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petty four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you think he would expose himself to that? No, he's going to a military base. Because that's the only place these people can go. Because if they go anywhere else, if Bush or Cheney go anywhere else, then they get talked, then people are, you know, start challenging them about Iraq. And Bush today met with the World Health Organization head, and he made a statement which I thought was pretty interesting. He said, we will have a plan. We will have a plan to win in Iraq. Well, I already thought we had one. I already thought the administration had a plan. Apparently not. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Preston.
Apparently, Cheney is getting challenged wherever he goes. I was listening to the Majority Report last night, and somebody called in from Houston, where Cheney was doing some fundraiser for DeLay, his partner in crime. And there was some huge protest there in downtown Houston blocking traffic. So I thought that was good to see. And it was also good to see one of the local stations drop Bill O'Reilly from their programming. They replaced him with somebody who's not so much, you know, not much better, but, you know, maybe he'll be ignored too. Unfortunately, Bill O'Reilly has a book out for kids, something about no spin zone for kids or something like that, how to manipulate kids. And it reminded me how important it is for progressive people to reach out to the youth. And I think resources like New Moon Magazine or Mothering Magazine are both really good journals for people who are interested in, you know, engaging their kids in a progressive way. I think their parenting advice is much better than, say, Dr. Dobson's. And I think the resources they let parents know about can be very helpful in, you know, protecting our children from the constant manipulations of much of the media, the electronic child molesters, as Ralph Nader calls them, who early and often are trying to colonize the minds of children into accepting things that are unjust. And regarding Limbaugh, I also do hear that fear and frustration in his voice. I think he's recognizing that he's losing control over the public mind, and it brings to mind Humpty Dumpty having his big fall and how the king's horses and all the king's men won't be able to put him back together again. And he may be on 600 stations now, but, you know, we have 84 stations now of Air America, and we have people who are choosing to be Air America associates and to support financially that effort to bring a different vision to the world. I heard a veteran of the Iraq War call into Limbaugh's program and talk about how one problem among many of torture is that if you torture people, your enemy will be less apt to surrender on the battlefield if they think they're going to be, you know, electrocuted or raped or have dogs sicked on them. They won't surrender, and they want people to surrender on the battlefield. Limbaugh cut him off and went on and on and on about how wrong this soldier who had actually been there was. It was amazing to listen to. The guy is just, he's kind of like a carnival barker. He's just a really a fraud. And I think it's disgraceful that he has been on so many stations of this country. You know, they are our public airwaves. And I really think that person needs to go. Or actually, he should be kept there. And he should be a lesson to the rest of us about how propaganda works and how, you know, maybe we can learn how to combat it a little bit better. And again, we have opportunities through supporting Air America financially, supporting your advertisers. I noticed one advertiser is a progressive church. And when we talk about evangelicals, you know, they're seeking community and they're seeking some sort of spiritual guidance in what can be a very confusing and frightening world. And evangelicals, when we think of them, you know, a segment of them involve themselves in environmental activism. And I think Jimmy Carter actually is an evangelical. And also, there's, in addition to the evangelical movement, there's another movement that doesn't get so much press, and that's the progressive spiritual movement. Jim Wallis at Sojourners, what he's doing, you know, people buying his book enabled that group to go on to bigger things, like building a radio studio themselves. We have programs like New Dimensions Radio, which is a nationwide, actually an international effort, which just, they broadcast the voices of all sorts of progressive theologians, from Thomas More to the Dalai Lama, Thich Nhat Hanh, Marianne Williamson, Rhian Eisler. And they not only give us, I think, a more humane, compassionate religion, they give us a different look at human nature. A lot of people try to convince us that human nature is deprived and violent and all that, but these people say that human nature is essentially good, and we're blessed, and we're not all sinners. And when we do something wrong, they point out, you know, it sticks in our consciousness. It troubles us that much. Or if someone does something wrong to us, you know, maybe we'll probably remember that because it is so odd, you know, and so, you know, intuitively wrong on so many levels. And there is this movement. It's multicultural. You know, we're learning from the East. People are going to traditional cultures like the shamans more and more, learning about those cultures, the Wiccan movement, you know, very concerned about the earth. I think it's kind of exciting to see. There is the evangelical movement that's, you know, causing problems. And Pat Robertson, with his gold mines in Africa, is able to fund these kind of reactionary movements. But there are millions and millions and millions of people who are doing things like studying Buddhism and meditating. And, you know, I'm sure you see it in your own faith, Jay, with Tikkun Magazine, the progressive Judaism going on, and their efforts.
All right, Preston, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Sure.
Let me get into Maureen here in Lakewood, who's been hanging on. Maureen, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I just wanted to call, and I was listening a couple days, and I just wanted to let you know that, in case you didn't, or in case your listeners didn't, that the GAO came out with a report not too long ago that found all sorts of election fraud. And all they have to do is go in and Google GAO and election fraud, and the report will come up. The thing of it is, I've emailed it to all the mainstream medias. Nobody will touch it.
Yeah, somebody sent it to me in email, and I read it, and you're right, it's worth reading, and it's very compelling.
Well, hopefully, there's a bill, I think right now they're introducing, that is requiring paper ballots. If we don't have that, we're not paper ballots, receipts, whatever you call them. You know,
right. Way to keep track of
right.
of who's voted.
Because I don't think we're going to get into office unless that really happens. But the other thing I want to talk about with this Rush Limbaugh thing, and that this is just my point of view, but this is what I think. I think these people are put there for a reason. They say outrageous things so that they actually frame the argument. Because we react to it, and we are so outraged that they become the subject matter. And while we're all busy arguing amongst ourselves as Americans, the government is really doing some incredible things. So kind of, you know, don't look over here. We want you to pay your attention over here to what these people are saying. But, you know, I'm sure people don't know that it's something that I just read not too long ago. That, and it was written by an Associated Press, it was reported on Yahoo, that the Senate has, they're getting ready to get a bill together for a quote-unquote secret agency called BARDA, which is the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Agency, and this, they're using it as a, I think, a facade so that they can get the vaccine for bird flu or whatever. Whatever they need to do for bioterrorism, it will be under this secret federal agency. But it will be exempt from the Freedom of Information Act.
Oh, yeah, because this is the most secretive White House we've ever had.
Right, and the Federal Advisory Committee will not be able to put their hands on it. And it's these kind of things that this administration is doing that they don't want us to know that. They'd rather have us talk about Limbaugh and O'Reilly and how outrageous they are. And so I think...
Yeah, but you know, you can talk about that stuff, but you've also got to stand up to these people.
Well,
the great lesson of history is if you don't stand up to these people, then what they end up doing is they end up dominating the entire dialogue. And when Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh or any of the rest of them make these absurd statements, we have to call them on it.
Oh, I agree. I just don't think that we should I don't think we should give them the credibility that they.
No, you got to. You know what? You got to stand up and call them on it, because if you don't. That's how bullies are created, because you let them get away with what they do. You have to stop them when they immediately engage in it. Maureen, thank you. I appreciate the call. 9:45, 50 minutes away from 10. Two lines open at 303.
Special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. Auto Management online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Well, I can tell you what he did. He joined the board of directors of the Carlyle Group. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I sure am.
You know, it's this group of people that just buy up defense contractors. And George Bush Sr., you know, still has access to the presidential daily briefings. And he uses that information to, you know, benefit the Carlyle Group.
Yeah, somebody should gig him on that. Plus, he also hangs out with the Saudis, too.
Oh, that's true. Hey, can I just talk about this war on Christmas?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You know, the day after Halloween, I went into King Soopers, and they had the Christmas stuff up already. So, you know, when people say, you know, happy holidays, it doesn't offend me because, you know, the holiday season goes through November, December, right into the new year. So, you know, when they say happy holidays, they're including Thanksgiving, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, you know, the winter solstice, gosh, even Ramadan, for that matter.
And well, you heard what Paul Wollman had to say, and it's really true if you sit down and think about it. They constantly have to have something and some enemy to rail about where, you know, I'd like to think that we don't get in to all of these, like, personal attacks, and or at least we try to stay away from them. Sometimes we do because human beings slip into that. But we're basically trying to foster an exchange of ideas. But these people always have to have a boogeyman to go after. You know something? If they didn't have... If you look back at the right wing's history, they have always had something to go after. First, it was the Red Scares in this country, like in the 20s. And the Palmer raids and all of that kind of stuff, where they broke into people's houses without warrants, they went after and they arrested people. It's kind of similar to what this administration wants to do if you're a suspected terrorist. Then we had the Cold War, in which they labeled everybody a communist who didn't agree with them. Then we had the Vietnam War, which was still wrapped up in the Cold War, and anybody who objected to the Vietnam War, of course, was a communist and was aiding the enemy. Never mind that they wanted to get into an honest discussion about what we were doing in Southeast Asia, and now we've arrived at the point where it's the same thing again. Anybody who disagrees with them, we heard Limbaugh, and, they get into this whole frickin' thing all the time about how we're, you know, unpatriotic and the whole thing. I mean, it's like enough is enough already.
Oh yeah, it's like Mark Twain said, you have to have a devil for the crusade.
Yep, that's exactly how they are. I mean, nothing is worse than seeing Dick Cheney, who right now is standing with the troops, Dick Cheney, who had other things to do and took five deferments during the Vietnam War. And that's, you know, at least be honest about that and stop sending other people's kids to die when your kids aren't doing it, and you wouldn't make the sacrifice yourself. Mike, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, Jake.
All right. And Cheney won't. I mean, he just won't. I mean, where are his kids? One of them's got a job in the administration. All right, let's go to Linda in Denver. Linda, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Linda. I'm all right.
Good. I have three things I want to say, okay?
Sure.
Yesterday, a gentleman called in about the car that crashed into the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was more to the point than you would ever believe. I don't think that the Democrats need to show their hand as far as getting out of the war that Bush got us in it. Let them get us out. The minute we show any kind of way to get out of it, they're going to steal it.
Well, I think they'll steal it if we let them steal it.
Yeah,
if we stand up and say, no, it's our deal. But I don't think you can sit there and continuously, as I said yesterday, point fingers at the GOP if you're not willing to advance some idea of your own on how to fix this situation, because you got to give the voters some kind of an alternative.
Exactly. I agree with you. But I believe he pretty much hit it right on the head. And also, the lady that you just spoke to a while ago, Bush is focusing on the chicken flu, the Asian flu, or whatever it is. You need to listen to what he's saying, because believe me, there's something behind that.
Well, I think what's behind it is the reason he's talking about the economy, and then he lets surrogates like the vice president go out and Donald Rumsfeld and try to give these speeches to turn around the poll numbers, because what Bush would like to do is, and he's not being successful at it, he wants to change the topic every chance he gets. You know, he met with the head of the World Health Organization this morning, and immediately when he opened it up to take questions, all the reporters went right into the subject of Iraq.
Well, I just want to... I'm just wondering, when will the first Asian flu pop up here in the States?
I don't know, but we probably won't be prepared for it. I mean, after all, look what the 9/11 Commission said. I mean, we're not even prepared. We're not even prepared to handle another terrorist attack.
Exactly. And the third item I wanted to speak on was, has anybody ever heard anything from Jeb?
Yeah, he's in Florida.
His brother?
Yeah, he tried to use the Terry Schiavo thing to exploit it for his own political gain, and I don't think he got very far with it because he got embarrassed like the rest of the Republicans.
I'm sorry, I meant Neil.
Oh, Neil? I don't know what's up with Neil. I don't know where Neil is.
Pretty interesting background on Neil.
Yeah, Neil is kind of a dysfunctional, kind of weird character who you don't hear very much about, and I guess maybe the Bush family really doesn't want to talk about him. Linda, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to snow here now in Boulder. Let me go to Herb. Herb, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, Jay, you know, I'm running for Congress here in the 7th Congressional District. And when I was in Washington 2 weeks ago, I wrote Tom Tancredo a handwritten note challenging him to a debate on immigration policy. I think you're right. You said it earlier. We have to stand up to people or they become bullies. And I think it's even more important that we as progressives, we as Democrats, have to learn how to manage the conversation. And I think that's really critical. So hope Tom Tancredo will accept my challenge for the debate on immigration. I'm real glad that my friend Bill Winter is now running against him. And I think we need our own immigration policy. I plan to have one in 2 weeks. It's going to be on our website. We've already got 49 other issues listed on our website.
Who are you running against?
Well, on the Democratic side, there's Ed Perlmutter.
Oh, okay. All right. You're involved in the race for Bob Beaupre's seat.
That's right. And Rick O'Donnell, who will probably be the Republican nominee, he and I had a debate this week and over in front of Joe Jean's engineering company, his large engineering company. And I can tell you, we will win this race, whether whoever it is, whether it's Ed or Peggy or myself, a Democrat, will take the 7th District here in Colorado. I will guarantee that.
Well, I hope so. And Peggy just got the endorsement of Emily's list.
That's right. She's had some great support in the last couple of weeks. And I think all of us are going to come out with a lot of good support. And I think what Rick O'Donnell is going to find on the Republican side, I've talked to quite a few Republicans who are very concerned that they're not putting their A-team there in this race. And I think we'll do real well. But your point about...
All right, I'm running out of time here. Plug your website.
It's www.herbforcongress.com.
All right, call me again when I have more time, Herb. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Herb Rubenstein. By the way, Dick Cheney says the troops are very, very focused in Iraq. Really? When was the last time you were there, Mr. Vice President?